that video on that guy on the motorcycle with his GoPro, is that going viral?
I don't think it's viral. It's a local story. But I'm sure it's going to garner some attention as the weekend goes along.
It shouldn't. There's no gray area there. Unless you got a different take on it. I looked at the video.
Mm-hmm.
You got a couple of guys on Japanese sports bikes.
Right.
You have the story?
Yes.
Go ahead and read it.
Okay. There are a lot of opinions on both sides of the road regarding a video of a motorcyclist getting hit by a van recently in Dallas. The stunt biker was recording his ride when he took a hard fall after he was hit by a van. He posted the video on YouTube, and that got a lively discussion going about whether the crash was a case of reckless riding or a van driver not sharing the road. The video shows 25-year-old Michael Crane popping a wheelie just before he gets sideswiped by the van as it makes a last-minute exit. Crane says the van took off as others stopped to help. Aside from road rash, Crane says he has injuries to his hips and wrists. The incident was reported to Dallas police. In Dallas County, TxDOT reports there have been 10 fatal crashes involving motorcycles this year, 64 that have caused injuries.
Whose website was this on?
Fox 4.
But it's also on YouTube, right?
It is on YouTube.
What would I Google?
Just go to YouTube and type in Michael Crane motorcycle crash. It should be one of the first couple results after a couple of promoted results.
Let's see. I don't really care about the video because it's not going to do us any good on the air.
Right.
It's the comments. As you watch the video, obviously it's only the rider's POV.
Yeah. It's like a GoPro on top of his helmet.
Two bikes, far right-hand lane, right-hand lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that got hit, he's doing his wheelies. And it looks like his front tire is back on the ground by the time he gets to the exit ramp. He's fully into the exit ramp, center of the lane. Van crosses part of the exit ramp white lines and nails him. There is no gray area. I don't care if he was riding on his ass. That van cut him off.
Oh, absolutely. The only question is whether or not it was a... As far as the van's concerned, do they think it was intentional or just purely an accident?
Make any difference. They fled. And Michael Crane on the comments. Sucks. Great. Somebody just posted another one. Sucks you got into an accident, but both of you are at fault. He's not at fault. I hate those idiots on those bikes, but this one is the van.
A lot of the... Some of the collective of some of those comments is, if you do something stupid, don't be surprised when something stupid happens.
Well, he was doing something stupid, but his stupid had stopped by the time he got onto the exit ramp. Sucks you got into an accident, but both of you are at fault because neither of you were doing what you should have been doing, paying attention to the road and traffic and driving defensively. Either of you could have avoided the accident, but neither of you did. I don't think, had he not been popping a wheelie, like I said, I don't care what he was doing. He was in the dead center of the lane. It's not like he was off to the right.
Actually, I saw one comment saying how he was kind of all over the lane. He started out, he was kind of in the middle, then he drifts to the right, and then as he comes back down off the wheelie, he's back over to the left.
He's in the center of the lane long enough.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter, though. The fact is, he's in the lane. You can go from, you know, dash to dash, you're in it. It doesn't matter.
And then, you know, after a few people siding against him, the Michael Crane guy, he goes, are you people out of your minds? I was hit by a van intentionally. Okay, let's back up and go over this. Say I wasn't doing a wheelie. The van would have hit me anyway. And he's right.
But then the other people are saying, had you not been doing the wheelie and annoying people in traffic, maybe the guy in the van wouldn't have intentionally sideswiped you.
That's still not going to be legal.
I know.
I mean, I love to pound on these guys, but it's like I said, if we take a look at something, if this is right, I'm not going to skew it the other direction just because I hate somebody. And the bad thing is, it's probably maybe an eighth of a second. He got hit, and his GoPro cam goes towards the van, and right before it gets to the plate, his head goes in the other direction.
Yeah, at the end of the story, he actually says, or the story says, that on his Facebook page, he's posted that his custom bike is totaled and that he's found a lawyer to seek legal action against the van driver. But I don't see how you can unless someone else maybe got the tag on the van. But.
Well, there was somebody that stopped and helped him. And again, whether the van driver... First, you know if you hit somebody, especially a vehicle.
Yeah.
A person, sometimes it's getting a little iffy.
Yeah, yeah.
But they know they hit him and they kept going. And there were riders in front of him. So somebody got the plate. I don't get why this is a story.
It's a karma. It's like a not so much what was legal as far as the road, but the karma aspect to it. Had you not been, you know, running around doing stunts on your bike and paying attention to the road, maybe you wouldn't have been hit. That's the other side.
I just think most people don't know the rules of the road.
No, no, they
we
don't.
We already know that most people have no clue.
Nope.
How to yield.
No.
You're on the service road and somebody's getting off the freeway. This is a totally different example, but they don't realize all lanes yield.
Yeah.
All of them.
Happened to me again today.
It doesn't mean slow down and get into the middle lane, but stay in the way. It means, in essence, it means stop. If I'm getting off the freeway, you better stop your ass because I'm eating up all three of those lanes. And when I exit now, I don't care if they're paying attention or not. I shoot across all three lanes and just throw caution to the wind.
I'm getting closer and closer to that. Because even today, getting off the highway, it was... I knew they weren't paying attention because they weren't looking back towards me. And they weren't slowing down. There was no brake light. So I knew what it was. So I just kind of gradually just kind of got on over and just, you know what? If you hit my backside, that's on you.
Yeah, and if I can see, if I'm getting off the freeway and I see somebody coming up on the service road,
mm-hmm.
and I can tell that they don't have their turn signal on, but I can tell they probably are going to want to get on the freeway.
Yeah.
Then I kind of pace their speed.
I do that too. I'm a jerk.
And then we stay side by side. And finally, I've come to a stop before. I look at them, they look at me, and I'll point back at the yield sign. Like, make a decision. I'm sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually gotten back on the freeway just once to keep them from getting on.
Man, that is all time.
I didn't finish the Michael Crane stuff.
Oh, yeah,
the car truly didn't see me and it was a legitimate accident, why wouldn't the van stop and make sure I was still alive?
And a number of reasons.
Because it wasn't an accident, it was on purpose. To all the people saying they would do the same, who are you to take the law into your own hand? Okay, he should have just stopped and went, all right, I was jacking around, but this person wasn't watching for me.
Right.
And what better way to stand out on the freeway than revving your engine really loud and popping a wheelie?
Yeah.
You're obviously going to stand out.
I know every time I hear one of the sport bikes, it's almost the same as hearing sirens. My head is now on a swivel looking around trying to locate it, partly because I'm trying to make sure that the rider and the bike are together. Because sometimes when you hear that motor rev, you might see a bike sliding across the ground, and then in the air, landing on your car is the rider.
It's funny how the motorcycle always outruns the rider when they fall off.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, he should have stopped with his comment of, he should have made it a little more succinct.
Right.
I was jacking around, but I was in the center of the lane. I was in control of the lane. I'd been there long enough. The van crosses part of the white line on the exit ramp. They hit me and almost kill me. That's it.
But when
he goes, you would take the law into your own hands. First of all, you're riding around on the streets like a turd. Own up to that. And then just let the rest of it play out.
And I know if I rode a sport bike, I would be worried about road rage. Just because other sport bikers give us a bad name. So now I got to be worried about other people just deciding, you know what? I feel like messing with this guy because maybe one of his buddies messed with my mom when she was in traffic last week.
And I'm going to, I don't know, I haven't seen enough of the sports bikes. I don't think all of them are a-holes.
No, they're not.
They just seem like the ones I see are a-holes.
The one,
you know?
Well, yeah, Because, or actually, maybe not the ones you see, but the ones you truly notice. You notice them because they fly.
Well, they all stand out because even the ones that are riding courteously, they stand out because they stand out.
Because yeah. They're riding courteously. Yeah, you're right.
And you keep watching them going, all right, what are they going to do?
I did that to a guy the other day. It's absolutely stereotyping. I saw a guy on a sport bike, and I was like, all right, when are you going to do something stupid? I'm just waiting. You going to do a stunt? You going to stop in traffic? You going to speed off at 160 miles an hour?
You going to cut through traffic in between cars?
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for the day that happens to me again, because that's going to be the day I decide I need to air out my car and open the door.
Yeah, that's why those guys should never do that.
Not legal.
Mm-mm.
But hey, you're not supposed to be riding between cars.
It's not safe.
I just assumed that traffic was clear because we're all stopped and I got a car next to me. I just decided to open the door and see what hit it. look what I caught.
It's a bite catcher. It is impressive, though, how the people, it really does garner so much hate against the sport bikers.
I think, again, had he been smart, he could have edited the video down to just where he's getting off, because I think he was done with his wheelie by then.
I think you're right.
So had you cut it just to that and saw the van hit him, that would have been enough. But you had to add to it. Well, I got to show them what I could do on my bike.
Well, yeah, you got to show the wheelie.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have any other questions. I'm just looking at some of the comments. Play the stupid game, win the stupid prizes.
See, there you go. This is why some people have decided now to just turn off the comments on multiple things, but especially on YouTube. There was a guy, I can't remember his name. It's the PewDiePie or something like that. He's an online gamer, but he's got a YouTube channel.
I think I've heard of it's like PewDie?
It, something like that, yeah.
But he's got supposed to sound like pew pew.
Yeah, exactly.
Die.
Yes.
Okay.
But he disabled on his channel where he's got millions of subscribers, he disabled the comment section. And he said there's no point to it anymore. Nothing good. I think he used the words kind of like my mom used to say, nothing good happens after midnight. Nothing good happens in the comment section, so I'm just going to disable them.
That's why I sent you guys a link. I don't know if you've watched it or not. Well, it was just we're not going to use it on the air because it's just music, and it's a compilation of just random acts of kindness.
Yes.
People stopping in traffic to help an old person across the street. People stopping to help in an accident, helped put a car out. At the end of the video, there's this truck that's backing up to this dumpster, and there's this huge black bear that's sitting next to the dumpster. You're going, all right, what's going on here? They took the ladder. They stayed in the back of the truck. They took the ladder, put it in the dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, three cubs climb out. So they were doing it to help the bears.
Yeah.
And then I follow that with my question of, okay, how the f*** did this get on YouTube?
Really, something nice. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, a nice video that's got 9.5 million views.
Did it have that many?
Yes, but if you look at the most, the top comment underneath the video, it says, I came here to see a little kid get run over. I'm disappointed. And that guy.
Why would they think a little kid was going to get hit?
I don't know. Maybe in the thumbnail, they saw it off on the side, they saw like a. Just like a pause on the side of maybe a kid in a car or something. But other.
Okay, I pull up. Yeah, the thumbnail is a kid in the middle of the street, and that's it. Just a wide shot.
There you go. And a number of other people said the same thing.
Well, so they were pissed off because the kid didn't get mowed down?
Yes. It was a happy video, and this guy got 1,500 likes because there was no child death. So even in a really nice video on YouTube, there's always a troll.
Yeah, you're right. There it is. I came here to see a little kid get run over. I got screwed.
So that may be part of the reason it's got 9.5 million hits. People thought it was going to be something horrible. And they were accidentally.
Obviously, for the thumbnail, I didn't know you could do that. Put a different thumbnail up than what the video is.
Yeah.
Obviously, they thought that's the only way I'm going to get any traffic. Just make it look salacious, like there's going to be death. And it's just all these, and they'll watch the whole video waiting for that kid to get mowed down.
Yeah.
Well, damn, this is just a bunch of people helping other people out. F***ed up. Now I must comment.
I don't want to see that.
Speaking of which, did you see the video I sent you today?
I saw the motorcycle one, and I think that was it.
The girl in the spandex?
I haven't opened that one yet.
Okay.
Because it said chicks in spandex farting.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if that was a trick.
I don't know.
Because you already sent me that picture of the... Did that chick, the picture she wanted to hook up?
I hope not.
How did you find her?
She was on your daily matches. I hadn't checked them in like a week, and I saw one when I logged in this morning into my email. I was like, oh, let me click on this, see if anything interesting. Oh, there was. Yeah. Her handle was something like Hot Teacher Plano or McKinney, something like that. And I was like, hey, it's near Russ. Let me click. Look through the photos, and whoo, whoo. Because at first.
It's a decent body.
Yeah, she's in shape.
And as far as the thumbnail goes, in fact, it was tricky the way you sent the thumbnail.
No.
Because it's just the body and not the head.
That was unintentional. I wish I could.
Then I open it up and you see the face and it's like, holy mother of unfortunate.
Yeah, I think even sitting there as I'm just looking at it, just casually looking to the photos, and then I come across, I'm like, whoa, whoa.
Woo. How many pictures did it take for her to come across, finally decide on that one?
Yeah.
All right. Although, I think with chicks like that, they probably think all the pictures look good.
They might.
Otherwise, I wouldn't post any of it.
Chloe, you want to see her real quick?
Sure.
I'm just curious if ugly people really know.
Oh, my God, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did I see?
I don't even know how to.
That's one of those, oh.
How to describe that?
I feel better that she wasn't actually seeking me out. She was just a match. How old is she?
I want to say she was around 40.
Boo. Oh. Her.
Yeah, and that photo was in the mix of the other ones.
Was that the worst of all of them?
That's why I sent it.
Oof.
Because in the other ones, it was like she was trying to show herself au naturel, no makeup. But in this one, she's got all of her makeup on. And by all of it, I mean all of it. Every ounce of makeup she owns, and it's all over her eyes.
Hang on. Alfie, what do you got?
I have a chick who's claiming to be Michael Crane's mom on line one.
Who is that?
The stunt bike guy.
Oh.
Got run over.
Go ahead, Mona. What did she want?
She felt that we were making fun of him.
Well, then she's a f***ing idiot.
Well, that backfired.
First, for her?
Yeah.
First thing out of my mouth was, it wasn't his fault.
Right.
You're riding like a jackass, but it's still not your fault.
And if she's worried about the things that she thinks we said, tell her not to look in the YouTube comment section. There's nothing happy to be found there.
I know why you have comments on YouTube, because it brings people back and it generates more traffic. You know, as far as posting the video... If I'm not making money off of it, what do I care if the comment section is open? It's YouTube's the only one that benefits from it.
Right.
But yeah, there is no. There's YouTube is Mudsville.
Mm-hmm.
Alfie, don't want to take one more. We're late.
Line three.
Yes, Justin.
Yeah, I'm part of a Facebook page that has Michael Crane. His bike is actually set up to ride parking lots to stunt on.
Okay.
And another thing is basically we have to watch out there, and there's a lot of people that just kick mirrors off. If you start coming out our lane, we're going to kick your mirrors off, just plain and simple.
Why?
It's to warn you, hey, we're right here, because a lot of people don't pay attention for us. That's the problem.
Okay, all right, I got it. You're not doing it to be a dick. If somebody's coming, they're about to hit you.
Right.
Yeah, you're right, because one day I was riding the, well, first of all, what is his bike being designed for stunts? What's that got to do with any of this?
Basically, he was stunting. He's basically riding a wheelie, stunting on the highway. That's what his bike. That's what he built his bike for.
And
is that
a justification to riding like an idiot?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Well, I don't think. Okay, you sound like a good guy. I get if somebody's not paying attention and they're about to hit you.
Yeah.
Only because I was on Royal Lane. When I still had my fat boy,
mm-hmm.
And this mom in this van comes over to get over to Brahms, and almost hit me. So I got next to her, and I kicked the door.
I bet. Yeah. How hard did you kick it?
Almost where I fell over. All right, we're late. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:38, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by BMW Value Service. Let's start off in Dallas, eastbound 635. Right at 4, it's got an accident there blocking the HOV lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the high 5. Also in Dallas, southbound on the tollway just before 635, got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from Arapahoe. And in McKinney, northbound 75, right at White Avenue, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. That has traffic completely stopped back from Ridgeview Drive back into Allen. About a 40-minute delay through that. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Cloudy tonight, 61 for the overnight low. Then tomorrow, clouds in the morning, afternoon sunshine with a high of just 77. Right now it's 65 at 97.1 The Eagle.
Shoot that dirty cowboy all over my face!
K-E-G-L, The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
No, I got Alfie on the phone making calls for me. That guy that I remember the SRT10 truck I had?
Yeah, the Dodge. Yeah.
Sold a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Jackass hasn't changed the title over, so he's still running around with my plates. He lives in Oklahoma. But for whatever reason, he's been in Dallas using the tollway, and guess who's getting the bill?
That would be you.
And he also has parking violations in Oklahoma.
Oh, even better.
That I'm getting bills for.
Nice.
So I got Alfie calling the guy that bought the truck.
He says that he switched the plates out, but he doesn't know what happened to the old plates.
Woo. Switch the plates. So what, did he give my plates away?
He says he threw them away or he doesn't remember what happened to them. But I don't know if I buy that 100%.
I wouldn't.
You still on the phone with him or is he gone?
No, I'm still on the phone with him.
Oh.
Well, ask him if he still has the truck.
He says he sold it to a dealership about 10 months ago.
The truck?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Okay. Well, the picture I got of it on the tollway was the truck.
Yeah.
All right. Just tell him I'm going to go ahead and report the vehicle is stolen.
Got
thank
it.
You. Thank you for his time.
Got it.
That way, if he's lying, he can worry about it.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
And how many people carry around the title to the bill of sale in their vehicle? I don't.
No.
Okay, that one was easy.
I like it. We're all kind of in like this vindictive mood today. But, I mean, with reason, not just, you know.
Oh, I got the bill from my NTTA about a month and a half ago. It's my fault. I should have taken the plates off the truck when I sold it.
Yeah, but it's still his responsibility to change the title.
Well, I don't know how they're doing anything. How they're getting inspection stickers or, I mean, you got to have, your registration's got to be current before you can get, can you get it inspected? I think you can. Well, regardless, registration's expired if they're still running around with my plates.
Right.
All right. You got audio you want to get to? Want to do news?
I do. I have something for you, actually. Remember yesterday we were talking about the debate about tip jars?
Yes.
I have one for us.
For us?
Yes. It's the Russ Martin Show tip jar.
What's on the other side?
Remember how I said I like clever tip jar sayings?
Yeah. Guam can. Tip. Guam can. What?
Guam can tip, so can you.
Oh. Yeah. You come up with that on your own?
Maybe.
That's fantastic.
You're damn right it's fantastic.
Who exactly is going to be walking by to drop money in it?
I don't know. I figure no one around here is going to tip us anything. I figure we just do it amongst ourselves.
I'm not. No.
No?
Then how does the money get distributed?
Well, I figured the money would go into the foundation. I'm sorry. I thought this was a nice idea for the foundation, for all of us to do something together. Never mind. I'll cut it over here.
Yeah, I don't give enough to the foundation.
I'll throw it down the tollway.
I already give a couple of grand to the foundation
a
year.
Fine.
How
you're
much
good,
more?
Good,
well, how much do you give?
Not enough.
Okay. Well, then you fill up the tip jar.
Okay,
that'll
I'll do
be
it.
Yours.
Be the cuss jar again.
How many? I'll f*** you.
Okay. Never mind.
Well, there goes that.
I'm not paying to cuss in my own studio.
We had brought up the idiot jar. Do something idiotic. Got to put money in.
No.
Yeah, no.
Because that's very subjective.
Mm-hmm.
And who's going to enforce it? I'm certainly not going to be able to do it when I'm drunk. No, I don't like that at all. Put a tip jar in my own freaking studio. Dan's looking at me. Hey, that was a pretty good line I just dropped. I'm about a couple of dollars over here. I ain't saying you got it. Was that it today for show and tell? Your Guam can tip.
I like that thing. You're being a jerk.
I like it.
I've also got other stupid things. Let's start with cut 7.
Okay.
Let's play guess.
Just guess who it is. Guess what's going on.
Just play it.
Oh, my gosh. That ball hit Stanton right up in the face area, it looked like. His hands covering his face.
Couple of gay guys with a play-by-play?
You nailed it. Let me get you the tip jar. No, this is a baseball game.
Oh, my gosh. That ball hit Stanton right up in the face area, it looked like. His hands covering his face. He turned into that ball. And it caught him right, it looked like, up under the helmet. And the Marlins...
That's a loud pop, too.
Mm-hmm.
Directly to the face.
Right under his left eye cheek. Or eye.
Oh, my gosh.
That know what sounds more like the crack of the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. That ball hit Stanton right up in the face area, it looked like. His hands covering his
face.
They think
it was intentional?
No, it was accidental. He could tell by the reaction of the pitcher, and he was completely just beside himself.
It looked like up under the helmet, and the Marlins quickly out there.
The pitch was 88 miles an hour. It was not a breaking ball. Right on that left side. Boy, that's just so tough to see.
What happened to the batter?
Oh, he died.
Did he?
No. He has... multiple facial fractures, as well as he needs some dental work and a nice cut where the ball struck him, so stitches as well. So basically, he broke his face.
I don't know how something like that doesn't just knock you the freak out.
It just depends on how you get hit. Because it's one of those things how whether you get punched, hit with a ball, whatever, if you get hit just right on your jaw, it doesn't necessarily have to be hit hard to knock you out. They can just sort of that magical sweet spot. Other times you can get hit like this where your face is crushed and you don't lose consciousness.
Is it forbidden for the pitcher to leave the mound and go up and check on the batter?
No.
Has anybody ever done that?
Yeah, it's happened, certainly. It's just one of, like, this pitcher, when it happened, his name was Mike Fiers. When it happened, he's immediately just sort of bent down at the waist and was just like, he knew it was bad. Everyone knew it was bad. He came off the mound a little bit, but he stayed away from the player because at that point, you know, there's nothing you can do. There's medical staff there for a reason. Give them space. Let them do their job.
All right. I guess if it's obvious that it wasn't intentional, I still would have liked somebody to come up and went, sorry, man.
And he did. Later on Twitter, and I know this is the exact same thing as, you know, face-to-face, but he sent a tweet to Giancarlo Stanton saying, I'm really sorry. My thoughts, everything you and your family are going through, thoughts and prayers.
How about some cash?
That maybe the, something like that will come. Well, maybe a donation to a charity of some kind.
What do you think? Maybe the batter should run around with tip jars, put it on the mound plate when they're batting?
Hey, if...
Since you seem to be big on tips right now.
Hey, if it seems to help, you know, any animosity between teams, go for it.
Hit him right in the puss. I should go drop a five spot in there.
I think you should. Pass the hat. And actually, the insult to injury on the player was, or the team, he gets hit in the face, but because his bat crossed halfway, they called it a strike.
Really?
Swear.
Was that a good call?
It's technically the right call. It's the accurate call, but morally it just sucks. That's just
what,
kind
did,
of a...
Did the bat cross some plane because he got hit?
Not because he got hit, but because his body just was contorting. Once he realized that ball's coming at his face, he's just trying to do anything he can to get out of the way of it, and that included just his body turning to where the bat crosses home plate.
I don't think you call that a strike.
They did.
He's trying to get out of the way.
They did.
So, what's like one of the refs, umpire, who calls that?
It's the umpire. And actually what happens is you appeal down to the first base umpire because he's got a better look at if the bat crosses halfway, and it did, so the umpire called it a strike.
Did they hesitate at least?
Well, I think they waited until he was carted off the field.
So they didn't want to tell him.
I guess not.
I thought the ball had to be in a specific like area in order for it to be a strike.
That's not what he's talking about.
And yeah, the ball does for a called strike, but if you swing...
The ball could be anywhere. If you swing, right. You swing.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, even on a ball?
Yes. Yeah, the pitcher could throw it to a concession stand, and you swing, that's a strike.
I didn't know that.
Huh. Good, I'm glad we could help.
So then, as if that wasn't bad enough, the pitcher is so rattled, the replacement pinch hitter for the guy that just got carted off comes up. He gets hit by a similar pitch up in the hand.
The pitcher?
The new batter.
Oh.
The new batter comes in, and the pitcher hits him because he's just completely disheveled. And the umpires call a strike on that guy, too, because his bat went past.
Oh, this pitcher's a genius.
Just vex everybody.
He might be onto something.
If I hit him hard enough and swing that bat in the other direction. Yeah. Then everybody's going to be wigged out.
Exactly. And they're calling strikes.
All right, let's break here. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
402, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Let's start off in Dallas. Eastbound 635, right at 4. It's got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the High 5. In McKinney, northbound 75, right at White Avenue. Still got that accident there blocking the left lane. That has traffic completely stopped all the way back from Stacy Road in Allen. It's about an hour delay through that. And in Grand Prairie, eastbound I-30, just before MacArthur, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. That has traffic backed up back from Beltline Road. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Trinity Railway Express. Cloudy tonight, 61 for the low. Then tomorrow, more clouds in the morning, but we should have some sun by the afternoon. We'll hit a high around 77. Right now, 65. But 97.1 the Eagle.
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I'm going to have to fix that. Well, this last break, it was one before. Alfie still had people calling about the motorcycle thing in the van. And Alfie, how many did you get? Well, they went, yeah, the guy on the motorcycle had it coming.
Just the one. Most everyone was kind of, okay, well, two sides, but this one guy just hates bikers, I guess.
I don't like them either. but you still can't, you can't mow somebody down because you don't like the way they're driving. And when they finally get the plate on that van, now you're going to be guilty of hit and run. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how vindicated you think you might have been, you still end up going to get popped. There's no upside to that.
No. And the if you've been maligned or some way by the sport biker, the only thing that you can do if you're that upset about it is think to yourself, at some point, if they're acting that crazy on the bike, they'll end up hurting themselves.
And that's another reason why I like the dash cam that I've got. And I run it nonstop. I think I've had it about a year. I've only caught just a few people, you know, not yielding in traffic. Nothing really big. But I know something's going to happen in front of me.
Yeah, it
will. I'm excited.
Especially the not yielding thing. Because that's, it's a tight area when you exit to come to this building as far as the yield to not yield.
Speaking of traffic, I found this audio. We'll make this quick. I'm not even going to tell you who it is. Just guess.
Okay. The war that goes on is between injury victims and big insurance and big corporations and big industrial companies.
Is that
big
Jim Adler?
Huh?
Is that Jim Adler?
Big refineries,
wow,
and big property owners.
What's wrong?
So on the one side of the war is the injury
I don't know.
Who is fighting for their very life.
Maybe that's what he sounds like when he's sitting in a chair.
That wants to give them
I don't like it. I like the...
I think it's...
demonstrative, powerful Jim Adler.
It popped up when you sent me the video, the motorcycle, the van thing. Popped up on the right. So I clicked on it. I think that may be a video just from his website, you know, explaining who he is, what he does.
Okay.
But yeah, it doesn't.
It's a letdown. It's.
And Kenzie was talking about, she's heard Adler spots on K104.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yep.
Is it designed for that format?
Yes, very much so. Jim still sounds the same.
That he doesn't say anything different?
Mm-mm. I think he might have said homies or something once, but I'm not sure. I think. Don't hold me to that. Hey, man, we're here with Jim Adler. And then he talks, and then they're like, yeah, man, he can fix your car. And then back to Jim Adler.
Who's the other guy that's talking?
I don't know. I think it's Ricky Smiley's 97.9, right?
Yeah, I freaking know.
Yeah, that. I don't know what his name is. He's just one of the DJs.
Okay. Is he black?
I'm assuming.
You do a horrible black person.
No, I don't.
Hey, man.
What's up, man? Keeping it true.
Okay, thank you.
Because he's saving you from yourself at this point. Trust me, had it gone the other way, you'd have wished he had.
I get it, man.
I'm Jim Adler.
Mm-mm.
Then a homie wipe out y'all hoopty. I got this brother 300 Benjis in his pocket.
I'm going to have to hear those. Sounds like he's got spots targeted all the different formats. He's got one in Spanish. He's got the normal ones. The one standing on top of the truck. I really need to start talking about the Frankels more. I'm going to lose them. They don't do any TV. They're too busy in court.
Maybe that's the way you should keep positioning it. Is Jim Adler's the TV lawyer and Franklin Frankel are the actual lawyers.
The ones that show up in court.
Yeah.
Okay. And do news. 4:15. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Friday, September 12th, 2014. Birthdays today. Actress Emmy Rossum turns 28. Actress/singer Jennifer Hudson turns 33. From American Idol, in addition to Jennifer Hudson, Ruben Studdard turns 36 today. Actor Benjamin McKenzie turns 36. Some people know him. Most of us don't. But we will know him as the new Commissioner Gordon on the new Gotham TV show. Actor Jason Statham is 47. Louis C.K., the comedian's 47 as well. Amy Yazbek turns 52. She's an actress, also John Ritter's widow. And porn star Viper, 55. She starred in Leave It to Cleavage and She-Male Reformatory. Peter Scolari, 59. Neil Peart from Rush is 62. And Linda Gray turned 74 today. A Virginia yoga studio has apologized for using the anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks to promote a sale. When several Twitter users called the studio out for its insensitivity, the company actually bristled, saying the goal was to point out what date it was and associate to patriotism and to remember it. They tweeted out, 9 plus 11 equals 20% off Patriot Day sale.
Oh, my God.
Punch. It. Anytime anybody's tried to run a sale special or whatever on 9/11, it's one of the phone carriers.
AT&T.
Yeah, I forgot what they did. It's never gone well.
They published a photo on Twitter and Facebook showing the World Trade Center memorial lights through an AT&T-enabled smartphone with the message, "Never forget." So it wasn't a sale, but product placement. Still an ad. As well as... The same day, Marriott admonished one of its hotels in San Diego for offering complimentary coffee and mini muffins in its lobby from 8:45 a.m. to 9:15 a.m. in remembrance of those we lost in 9/11. And then there was a Wisconsin golf course that came under fire for offering nine holes with cart for $9.11 on September 11th last year.
All right, let's do this collectively. That's just a face plant. Every freaking one of them.
Yeah, the
how do they think that's going to make anybody feel better? We have to remember what happened in New York on 9/11. How about some coffee muffins?
Mm-hmm. And a yoga sale. Yeah,
the yoga place. Did they ever?
Oh yeah, yeah. They responded more earlier. I said that the company bristled and tweeted, the goal was to point out what date it was and associate to patriotism and to remember it. It's a shame some of you go to the negative. Then, after that, they sent out, our apologies to anyone who is upset by it. If you want to be upset, research the term 9/11 Building 7 and check the news because they are hearing chatter about us getting hit again.
How's that associated with this idiot and his freaking sale? Is he looking just for a misdirection?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that one didn't work out well.
No, he ended up deleting that one and the previous tweets. And then he said, so I've made a horrible mistake that was unintended by sending a badly worded promotion today. So again, I apologize. I wrote that post at 1 a.m. with yoga brain. I'm sure some of you know what I mean. My wife was against it, so don't blame her.
I don't know what yoga brain is. Was he drunk?
That's what I assume he means.
I don't think I would post sales when I'm drunk.
No. He did say he was surprised by the backlash. He said, I didn't realize people would be so roar, you know? It's like that man who punched his wife. I mean, that's upsetting, but I think it kind of gets blown out of proportion. Shall we again?
Where the f*** is this guy?
Arlington, Virginia.
He owns a business.
Yes.
And he feels like we've blown the collapse of the World Trade Center buildings out of proportion.
No, I think...
I'm surprised he didn't just tweet after he started getting all the complaints. Just tweet out, too soon?
Yeah. No, he thought the Ray Rice situation was blown out of proportion, similar to his tweets. But he also said if you're upset by the initial tweets, you should check into the truth conspiracy stuff, government being behind 9/11.
That's got nothing to do with you being a jackass and
well, that's
trying to have some type of... stuff. A 9 plus 11 is 20% off.
Right. Yeah, he said, our apologies to anyone who was upset by it, meaning their sale. If you want to be upset, research the term 9/11 Building 7.
Well, I know what that is. They still contend that one was a planned implosion. That would just collapse on its own. I don't care. I really don't. And I like the way they call themselves the truthers.
Yeah.
We're the ones that know. You don't know, Dick. They've had experts look at the collapse of the South and the North Tower.
Oh, yeah, the paid experts by the government, sure.
And this independent, I think it was I want to say it was a British documentary that I saw. And they went back and they broke it down and went, here's how it would happen in real life. which is exactly the way it happened in New York. But all that's useless information. Well, the British are nothing but lapdogs of the U.S. You got nothing that's going to prove it. It was an inside job. You can look at all the video you want. I've seen it all. Everybody has seen it all over the past 13 years.
Plus, let's
nothing makes you smarter than the rest of us.
Right. And you also have to keep in mind the sheer extent to which they'd have to keep something that major covered up. It's impossible.
And if you thought it was a
we're too stupid for it these days.
Yeah. Because everybody likes to look at all the people go out and hold up liquor stores and then post video of themselves online.
Yeah.
Look, it was cash day at Centennial.
That's right. If there was a conspiracy that the government was behind 9/11, some idiot would have posted to Instagram, look, it's me on the quote-unquote plane.
And just all the time, you talk to demolition experts, just take it down like a 10-story building.
Yeah.
It takes them weeks to plan that out. But nobody saw trucks coming or going into the World Trade Center, into the basement.
Which would have stood out. And let's also keep in mind that the World Trade Center was, and even the new tower is, owned partly by the New York Port Authority, which is a police organization. You don't think they're going to notice a bunch of randoms coming in and out of the building with a lot of equipment? It's the common sense aspect that doesn't ever sink in to the truthers.
Well, to them, we're not using common sense. Everybody described it as an implosion exactly like you see when construction companies take down a building. It looked exactly like that. I think the building might have been designed to collapse like that. Plus, buildings just don't fall over sideways. The hell, what are you thinking? Do you think because the plane hits it, it's going to fall over sideways like in the cartoons?
Maybe that's what they're thinking. Because I don't know, but I haven't seen really any video footage of buildings just falling over sideways. I saw it a lot in Man of Steel, but guess what? That's a movie.
I don't care. And I'll watch some of the videos on YouTube and almost want to comment. When I'm not getting in the list.
You can't, man.
They're not going to listen to me. I'm not going to listen to them.
That's just as bad as a YouTube comment section. There's no good to be had. Even if you know you're right, it won't matter.
Well, there's nothing that you can say that's going to convince them. It's even though we've got proof, we've got evidence, we've got videos, they still want to speculate. Well, it couldn't be. They want to be in charge. For some reason, they want to think they're smarter than the rest of the population. People make me drink.
Amen. So, were you excited to find U2's new album, Songs of Innocence, in your iTunes account or on your mobile device?
It better not be on my phone. Why would it be on my phone?
Because you get it.
I get what?
U2's new album, Songs of Innocence.
I'm not paying them.
No, you're not. It's free to us from Apple.
And automatically downloads to my phone?
Mm-hmm.
It better.
Are you serious?
Just hit your music button.
Let's see.
What? Well, apparently Kenzie's mind has got blown.
I don't like you two.
Is it on your phone?
Yes, look.
How many songs?
All of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The album.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The album. Thank 11.
You. Why is?
Wow.
Better not be on my phone.
Wow.
Do I click on the iTunes store or the music?
Music. Wow.
So that would automatically make. Your
space. Oh, you piece of
Yep. How do you delete it?
How dare you? You're right. I don't even like. I can't delete it. U.S. song, U2 Songs of Innocence. You ass.
No. No.
Apparently, Kidsy's phone just got taken over.
Yeah, it's all over the place on my freaking phone. Well, whose idea was this?
Apple. And probably you too, to a certain extent.
All right. Actually, it doesn't look like it's physically on my phone. I think I would have to click on this cloud thingy to download it.
Oh.
Which is not going to happen.
Well, some people had heard about this, and they were not very excited. They saw it as more of a nuisance, and some just took it out as just an outright just travesty. Because not everyone appreciates Apple's gift. Tweets from people who are annoyed that U2 had been force-fed to them. Why is there a U2 album on my phone? I don't remember downloading it. Why in the F is U2 on my phone?
I think we've asked all those questions.
Well, they get better. Count me among the ones upset that a U2 album arbitrarily appeared on my phone last night. Then, swear to God, if a U2 song come on my shuffle while I'm working out, I'm getting an Android.
Don't you specifically have to tell it to download?
Yes.
Okay. Because it looks like on my phone, to download all those songs, it looks like they're in queue. And if I want to download them, I mash on that little cloud thingy with the arrow pointing down.
Yep.
So it's not really on my phone.
But some people heard that it was. And like even the reaction you got at Kenzie, she looked and thought it was right there.
Hers looks like it was on her phone.
Really?
I can't delete it. It's on my iPod in my phone. I cannot get rid of it. There's my Slayer song and then YouTube.
Man, you just lost so much street cred in the metal world.
That's kind of funny, though.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, here's my playlist. Slayer, you too.
No, I didn't do it. I don't like Bono.
You know his name.
Bono?
Mm-hmm.
Bono.
I get confused only because the guy that used to be the drummer for us was Bono. Bono. Yeah, Bono. The guy from U2 is Bono.
There you go.
Bono.
Bono, Sonny Bono. I don't care. Yeah, with people with their data plans, if that ain't a part of it, then I would think Apple would have a problem. So it still looks like it's an option to download. It's just in your queue. You want to go ahead and pull it down to your device.
Which clearly Kenzie wanted to do because it's all on her phone.
I want to delete it.
It pushed all my Slayer down to the bottom.
It did.
What else is on your iPod?
An O Fortuna, that O Fortuna song. I only have two songs on here because I use
it. You go back and forth from Slayer to O Fortuna?
No, the only reason I downloaded O Fortuna was to make a funny version of the video of you chasing me on the mower.
What is O Fortuna?
Can I just play it instead of singing it?
You cannot. What is it? Is it a band or is that the name of the song?
It's the opera, the Reapers, the Grim Reapers song.
Alfie, do you know?
I do.
Can I help him? Yes.
It's from Carmina Burana. It's da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
It's usually done with lots of big drums, vocals.
You mean like an orchestra?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
So it's not just two people going, dun-dun-dun-dun.
Sometimes it is.
Well, luckily we got the a cappella version.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
437, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy from KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the iHeartRadio app. Starting off in Dallas, northbound 75 just before Walnut Hill. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back to Mockingbird. And also in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Forest. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. That has traffic backed up back to the High 5. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Papa John's. Tonight.
Hell was that?
I don't know. Cloudy 61 for the overnight low. Then tomorrow, some clouds in the morning, afternoon sun, and a high of 77. Right now, it's 65 and 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
That link you sent me, did you actually watch the video? the spandex chick?
A very small portion of it. There was just someone on Twitter who was just adamant, oh, you got to watch this. And I said, I couldn't. She's like, how far did you make? I didn't make it past 10 seconds. I didn't watch it all the way through. She's like, well, you got to show Russ and Chloe. And I said, I know
that chick's not really farting. It's some chick with a big ass wearing spandex, and almost the entire frame of the shot is just her ass laying on the bed. You don't see face. You don't see anything. Just her big fat ass in spandex with dubbed in farts. Why do I have to see that? Wrong with you kids?
That's what happens. Sometimes.
Do they think that fat bitch is really farting?
Yes, people do. People feel that way. They think that way. This is a reminder to you that not everyone knows the things you do and that you take for granted.
What things I do?
The things that you know that you take for granted, like knowing this is fake poot.
First of all, her butt doesn't even move when that fart comes out.
See, that's what
there's got to be some type of muscle contraction. I know we're analyzing a chick's ass when she farts, but she ain't really farting.
But there is going to be those that say, how do you know that's not her farting?
Because I believe... Let me... I believe we have this collection. Here's... I know we've got that one.
Mm-hmm. I think you can find most of those just on the soundboard.
Close to that, but not the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Hello.
Ugh.
Kenzie, you like this? You know, they're just fart sound effects.
No, it's just funny.
This chick is not really blowing them.
It's funny.
How many hits? 80,000.
Mm-hmm.
80,000.
Yeah, as bad as you think that is, look over to the right at the related videos.
Girl fart compilation.
Mm-hmm.
Girls fart in public. The biggest girl fart compilation ever.
You see the one where the guy's getting...
I'm not down there yet. Sexy farts. Hot girl farting. Sexy girl farting. Japanese girls farting. Pokemon farting. Hot girl blast massive fart. Farting old black man.
Okay, that sounds funny.
Farting goats, farting cows, farting chihuahuas. I don't see anything about a guy on here.
There was one where it's a girl farting on a dude's face.
I don't see that.
You're lucky.
That's massive. How did Larry David from Curb Your Enthusiasm end up in these?
There must be some related tag.
I see. It's a clip where somebody calls him a bald asshole.
See, there you go. There's your meta tag.
Well, that's almost every episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. What is YouTube for?
It's everything. It's this, all the way up to stuff that's supposed to be what the internet was meant for: sharing of ideas and information. You can learn about the galaxy on YouTube, or you can watch chicks in spandex fart. You can learn how to build something on YouTube, or this.
There. YouTube is like the 21st century version of CB radios. Anybody can get on one, and anybody can broadcast.
Yep.
What is this clip?
To the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own.
Why is that in with the farts?
I don't know, but I'm digging it.
Unless it's got something to do with my history of just looking for things.
It might.
Mr. Randy Watson. Yes! Randy Watson.
Good stereo.
Good. Mm-hmm.
I don't think he cusses his. Here, he just says good and terrible.
Right.
Good and terrible. And Reverend Brown. We here for the Reverend. This
I'm not playing with this.
Yo, you're right there, man. You're almost at the point of no return.
Nah, because they're swearing in this. Okay.
Man's been my Reverend since I was a little boy, and I love him dearly. You're a very special man. Reverend Brown. Reverend Brown.
Kenzie, have you ever seen Coming to America?
No.
It feels so lovely to be here tonight. What a...
Well, we'll just listen to it. All right, I'm done. Close this out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead.
A new nationwide survey looked at the different rude, obnoxious, and unhygienic things Americans do. Some of which are... 62% of us have peed in the shower.
I have.
36% in the swimming pool.
Nope. Well, as a kid.
19% in the street.
Yes.
I've done all three. However, 6% of women admit they've also peed on the street, and I think that number is low.
Why are you looking at me?
Peed in the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they don't consider sitting on the curb peeing, because that's the way chicks got to do it.
Maybe they feel like they've found some sort of loophole where they don't have to admit it, but no.
I peed on a curb. I didn't pee in the street.
Okay. It's kind of like the two chicks I saw back in like late 90s when Metallica was playing at the Fort Worth Convention Center, and traffic was so bad getting into downtown. There was a car full of chicks got out and peed on the side of the road.
Were they hot?
No.
That's too bad.
They just crossed. They got out of the car, crossed the shoulder, and sat in the grass.
How'd you do it, Kenzie?
In the street?
How did you do it? You peed in your car?
Yeah, in a cup once in L.A. traffic. I was leaning up against a closed 7-Eleven. There were three of us.
How were you leaning up against a 7-Eleven while you're in your car?
No, I'm telling the street story first.
Well, that's... that. Goodbye.
What?
I'll hang up and listen to my response.
I was leaning?
No, you've changed. No, thank you.
What? Also, two-thirds of us shower at least once a day. That's... the majority, thank goodness. It gets worse from there. 19% once every 2 days. Then about half that every 3 or 4 days. Some people once a week.
Well, they're talking about showering. Other people take baths. That doesn't mean if they only shower once every 2 weeks, they're not bathing.
Well, that I couldn't tell you.
Well, I can. Most people don't want to go to... Nobody wants to be around you if you don't bathe for a couple of weeks.
Well, I'm saying in the survey, they might have included bathing as showering.
No, those are two different things.
Okay. 42% of us admit we picked our nose in the last year.
I pray for boogers every day.
See, isn't that number low?
What was the percentage?
42%.
Everybody picks their nose.
And this is in the last year. I would believe it more if it was 42% picked their nose in the last 10 minutes. Then that number would seem a little more accurate.
I'm disappointed because I haven't had any good bugs in a couple of days.
Really?
I think it's mostly the allergy medicine.
Just got you so dried out, nothing's coming through?
Normally, when I get out and do yard work and you're breathing up all the stuff, that's when you get the good boogers. Or you're working in a dusty environment, like mm-hmm. when I used to work with my dad, and there's just grout powder, you know, the dust all over the place. You get home, you got dandy ones.
I can't wait till the end of the day.
Yeah, hell, just take a casual stroll through Lowe's
and buy boogers.
The environment you just described would be similar to a hardware store.
No, I never get boogers at Lowe's.
Really?
Like sawdust boogers?
Yeah. You still get from the, you go, especially if you go in like the garden.
What, you go
section?
Over there and actually stick your head in the trash can with the sawdust? What are you doing? Making boogers.
You just walk around the store, you pick up different things in there.
Now, if I'd have known that, I would be there all the time. I'd never get that at Home Depot or Lowe's.
Oh. Making boogers.
I don't know why, guys. Chicks don't get it. Picking their nose is more of a chore, a necessary evil. For guys, you stick your finger in your nose and you feel anything crusty, it's like your ass clenches up.
Yep.
I got one. And I don't care how far it climbs up your nose, I'm getting it.
And you can reach a point to where you don't care if someone sees you. Because if you're on the hunt well enough, or you've been after it, and you just, it's like, okay, I'm so deep, now I just don't care. because I'm so close. If I pull out now, just out of because society pressuring me to do so, then I've lost it.
And you feel like I got to get it with my finger. Mm-hmm. I can't cheat and do the farmer hanky and kind of blow it back down to where I can get at it. I got to actually be able to physically dig it out.
No, I do that just to get it going a little bit. Not all the way out, but just.
No, farmer hanky's cheating.
Russ, okay. Russ is a purist.
Okay. Now, it is cheating if you get needle nose, and I've done that. Sometimes, if it gets so far up, it's like, uh-uh. No. I don't care how deep, deep undercover you're going. And girls don't seem to get it when you finally get one out, and it's huge. You just want to look at it for a little bit.
Now, you don't want to immediately discard it. You have to admire it.
Or you get one out, and you accidentally drop it. It's like, oh, damn it.
Do you look for it?
Yeah, you look for it.
Where'd it go?
I didn't dig for 8 minutes trying to get that thing just to lose it.
There's some other gross things about us. 36% of us fart around other people in the last year.
Really?
That's what it says.
Why is it nobody wants to admit to that?
I did it yesterday to you guys.
Know it.
I've gotten comfortable. I just see where I just fart almost anywhere because I'm so used to just doing it in here. I'll be in line at the grocery store, fart, go, oh man, just so, getting so comfortable.
Sorry, man. That fart was so huge, you're gonna have to get out of the express line.
Mm-hmm.
That put you up to 17 items.
Also, 35% of us talked during a movie. That I can easily say I have not done.
Yeah, I don't. And I don't like it if, first of all, if it's a movie I've seen and somebody's asking me questions. If you watch it, they explain all this in the movie.
Right.
Well, who's that guy? That's the guy in the movie. Well, is he a good guy? You'll find out.
Oh, I...
Where are they going? You've seen it. You obviously know. I know, but stop talking to the movie. If you can't figure movies out on your own, we've really stretched your imagination. Shut up.
Also, 25% of us burped so other people could hear it.
Isn't that the only reason you do it?
That's a lot of times. Sometimes it's just a personal challenge. It's like, now I feel it. Now I'm going to really open my mouth wide and give it a little push just to see if I can make a windows rattle or something.
Yeah, and if you get any type of echo or reverb out of it, even more of an accomplishment. I have burped so hard sometimes I actually felt like I've ripped my throat.
Mm-hmm. After drinking Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I've done that. And
you expect to spit up blood.
Yeah.
It's like cuts right here.
It's been a good segment.
23% of us have spit in the street. 9% have littered.
No.
And 5% of both men and women cut their fingernails or toenails in a public place. That
No,
that's, I just don't get that.
Plus, fingernails, that's got to be a quick thing or I'm not going to do it.
Right.
It's just, to me, that's irritating. And now that I've changed my diet to a little more fat.
Right.
And probably the testosterone,
mm-hmm.
My fingernails are growing quicker.
Yeah.
It's irritating.
That is.
And my toenails, I probably only trim them like once every 2 months.
Are they starting to poke through your shoe?
It's enough to where my toes hurt. I put my boots on, and you got to curl your toes.
Ew,
And if you pull your socks on too quick.
Snag.
Yeah.
Now you got to watch out, too, because the longer the nails get, chances are you get some dermatophytes.
What is that?
Remember those little green guys that would lift up with a toenail and crawl in? Commercial?
Oh, where you get the yellow toenail?
Yeah. Dermatophytes.
You get that if you let your toenails grow out too long?
Probably. It looks so inviting. It looks sort of like a canopy.
He has a porticoche over his toe.
That's right. I believe I'll lounge there for the summer.
What a hammock.
Oh, F. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
503, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Geico. Let's start off in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Kingsley. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Skillman. In Plano, southbound 75, just before Parker, got an accident blocking the HOV lane. Traffic is backed up back from Spring Creek. And at Fort Worth, northbound East Loop 820, right at Trinity Boulevard, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from I-30. Listen to Cindy Skull next week at 7:25 in the morning for a shot to win a pair of pit tickets to Freakers Ball Thursday, October 16th at the Verizon Theater at Grand Prairie. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the iHeartRadio app. Cloudy tonight, 61 for the low. Tomorrow, we should see some sun by the afternoon with a high of 77. Right now, 65, the 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
You weren't in here, Dan, when Chuck walked in during this last break. Hey, you guys done talking about boogers? Were you guys picking?
It's like, man, I miss all the good stuff.
Where I sit down in my car waiting for the segment to end. I know they're up there picking without me. Lousy f***ers.
Were you that captivated by the boogers?
Oh, I was. I love a pick of good boogers.
I think most men do.
Something that, luckily, you don't grow out of.
No.
I can't imagine being like 80 and stick my finger in my nose. Oh, it's just a booger.
Mm-hmm. You still ever have those... may not be intentional, but the booger is sort of like the best of all time in your mind.
Yeah, like your nose's greatest hits.
Yep, exactly. The greatest boogs of all.
They weren't so nasty, you'd want to hang on to them.
Yeah. There are some, though, especially when if you, somehow you pick and you get one, you're like, I still feel like there's something else in there. And then you get an even bigger one, and then you join them.
I never join them. I throw the smaller one away. I don't do the boog in a hand.
Oh. I still remember, I think I've told you this before, but I still remember when I was a kid, one that my dad picked.
For you?
No, it was his nose. But it was...
You better tell the story fast. The show's going to...
It stood out because it was yellow and it was hard like a pebble.
How do you know it was hard?
Because when he flicked it, it didn't go out the window. It went off the dash and it bounced back. And it sounded like a little pebble when you'd flick and it would ping off of something. So weird. I wouldn't have believed it had I not seen him pull it himself.
He didn't have a problem digging in his nose in front of you?
No.
I don't do it in front of anybody.
Oh, I was little. I was probably 5 years old. And this is also
old enough to remember.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I was probably 5 years old, and we're talking about the 80s. So not only did he have no problem picking his nose in front of me, there was no car seat. I was not in the back. I'm right in front.
I don't think the 80s was a big decade. There was ever a big decade for digging in your nose in front of anybody. Well, that's still one of those things you still try and hide. Sometimes I'll dig in my nose in my studio, and I'll make sure, A, the camera's not on. Mm-hmm. And B, nobody's in this studio because they can see in there. Because I know there's going to be a day where I'm after Richard Kimball and somebody's going to be standing on the other side going, really?
Yep.
And you know it's going to be Skull.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's going to be one person that you would most like to hook up with.
There was a couple, was it in this parking lot? Yeah, our underground parking. This was, I think, a few years ago. I was leaving the building, and I had one on the run, Jack, and this one wasn't getting away.
Oh, no.
And I'm a good knuckle in. Going on knuckle and a half.
Yeah, you're committed.
And driving.
Mm-hmm.
And this hot chick walks out between a couple of cars and just stands there and watches. And there's no recovery. You can't, like, pull it out really quick and just kind of scrape your nose like, oh, I was just scratching.
Right.
That was a full blown dig. Like, I'm surprised I didn't hit a gas main. You know, you've stuck your finger in your nose too far if you got hit a gas line. And it's funny with boogers. You don't really want to look at them. It's something just about touching it, the texture. Because you dig in your nose in the middle of the night, you never have to see it.
Mm-mm.
In fact, sometimes you don't want to look at it because in your mind it's bigger than it really is. Man, I bet that thing is the size of a pizza.
What happens if I try to roll it out? Sling it around my head.
And you roll it up, flick it up against the wall, and you're always surprised when it makes a noise. I don't know why. Like, roll, flick.
Man, that old boy had some mass to her.
The picture off the wall.
Yeah, you feel like you should go pick it up so the dogs don't eat it.
Yeah, that's not safe. Or pick it up just in case you don't step on it when you get out of bed.
I don't want that thing between my toes.
Uh-uh.
Maybe I'll pick another one, see if I can knock it all off the wall. Kind of like playing bumper pool.
Mm-hmm.
Or Plinko.
Or wall boogers. All right, stop. My nose is starting to itch.
Now, yeah, it's like everybody kind of wants to check, but you don't really want to do it in front of Kenzie.
Or the cameras.
Screw the cameras.
Now, just because you put your hand over your nose.
Like, shut up. I'm just.
You're just what?
Checking.
You're checking. Okay.
No.
You good?
No, I'm not good. They're empty.
No, I'm sorry.
Go.
Okay. Big storms are hitting Earth, but you don't need a raincoat or an umbrella. These storms are coming from the sun. It's raining down a huge amount of solar radiation. We are safe, but power grids, radios, and satellites could be affected. Experts say the combined energy from two recent solar events has arrived, prompting the Space Weather Prediction Center to issue a strong geomagnetic storm watch for Saturday.
Why are they just now telling us? If it came from the sun, what is the sun, 93 million miles? Something like that?
I think that's about right.
Well, how long does it take for something to get here from the sun?
I think it was about a week ago I initially read the story that these were coming, but now they're here.
Okay. Well, I think even at the speed of the light, it would take more than a week to get from the sun.
It takes about 7 minutes at the speed of light.
Well, I guess I'm an idiot.
Well, hang
Thank
on.
Thank you for calling. I don't know. Yeah, speed of light, I'm an idiot. Never mind.
It's not all light that's coming, though. It's gas. It's radiation. From the sun.
A portion of the sun?
Yeah.
Because most of the sun is, almost all of it's hydrogen.
Mm-hmm.
With enough helium to keep it floating.
There you go. You're right. It's the helium that keeps it floating.
Yeah. That's what keeps the sun in place. How come nobody got that initially?
Oh, I think. Well, I got it.
They were. Oh, you're going to just let it go?
Yeah. I was just observing the room.
He thinks the sun has helium to keep it in the sky.
Because Kenzie's over there turning the cameras like, yep, that's
it. Yeah. No, I wasn't. I was waiting to see if he knew it.
Yeah, it probably, probably 7-8% of helium would keep it floating in the sky.
Yeah. No, I might be stupid, but I'm not that freaking stupid. I'm not that stupid.
So, Kenzie, when you're this study of the sun, would that be astrology or astronomy?
F you.
Go ahead and give it a shot.
Astronomy.
Yeah.
I said it right. Why do you always X me?
Because you're going to
You X me before I've even finished.
If you're thinking in the middle of the word, you've already got it wrong. You had two choices.
I said astronomy.
Well, they said they sound so much alike.
I said astronomy. Astro.
What is this? I think it's 93% hydrogen.
You're close. 92.1. 7.8 helium.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to have at least 7% to keep it floating.
Yeah. Yeah, any less than that, it just falls right out. Falls right out of the universe.
Always ruins a party.
So every now and then it spits out a giant burst of radiation.
I just bought that sun.
Called a coronal mass ejection. Earth's atmosphere usually protects us humans, but you might want to keep a flashlight handy. Solar storms can knock out power, interfere with GPS and radio.
I think it did. Oh, someplace else on the planet. Was it Canada?
A few years ago, yeah.
Was it
Quebec?
Okay.
Yeah. It was...
That was a power outage, I think.
Yeah, it was on March 13th, 1989. A solar storm knocked out power for the entire province of Quebec for 12 hours. Power grids in the United States were affected but didn't have blackouts. NASA says some satellites tumbled out of control for hours during what's known as the Quebec blackout. Now,
they tumbled out of control once the solar storm was over.
Right.
Did they resynchronize? Did they go back into synchronized orbit?
Yeah, they were able to reconnect to them.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you're wondering if we should be worried about the solar storm and will it fry your smartphones or other gadgets, one doctor, Dr. Martins, is an expert on solar flares, says no, it's very unlikely.
Besides, I think right now, Kenzie is hoping it does.
Mm. Why is that?
I can't delete all the U2 songs on my phone.
You have an album.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to go to school. So bring
you don't
want
to go to school because what?
Wait, what?
No, huh?
Stop it. This is the rabbit hole.
Rabbit holes have an end.
Uh-huh. Okay. Are we talking about geomagnetic storms and all the electricity going out?
No.
What are you... Yes, you are.
Talking about frying your phone and getting the U2 songs off of them.
What was said before that? Yeah, the geomagnetic stuff would fry everything.
But
right?
the doctor said it won't.
Oh?
Why is this a story?
Who?
Hang
at
on.
All.
Besides power grid, because it's still the doctor was talking about the smartphones. He said those are probably fine, but power grids and satellites are still susceptible, as well, like distortions in GPS readings up to a few yards, increased corrosion of long pipelines along the Alaska oil pipeline, and homing pigeons going off course.
Is that for real? Let me see. Homing pigeons going off course. And parenthetically, it says, and he's not joking about this one. So, okay, obviously it's doing something to the magnetic field of the Earth. Isn't that the way homing pigeons work?
Yeah. The
only thing I know about pigeons is Dick Dastardly.
Then I think at this point you're the expert in the room.
And then catch that pigeon. Or stuff that pigeon.
Yeah. All I know is that, yes, the solar storms mess with the geomagnetic stuff of the Earth.
Oh. Does it affect cars?
Only if you're driving a pigeon.
Really? Really? Pilot pigeon? Pee-pee?
I wonder what it sounds like when people flip this show on for the first time.
I don't know, but...
Because they've got to be thinking, all right.
Yeah?
These got to be filling, guys. There's no way this show is on a regular basis, and there's no way anybody would advertise. But just the initial, all right, wait a minute. So far, for the past 20 minutes, they've talked about boogers, grunt, flicking boogers, hitting a wall, trying to knock boogers off the wall with other boogers. Mm-hmm. And then the sun staying in the sky because it's got helium in it.
That's right.
Pigeon.
Driving pigeons. Can I please have a drink?
Yeah, and that's the other
Dan
thing.
Hand that to Chloe.
That's the other scary thing. Oh, there's only one of us drinking right now.
Is there any more with the solar storms? Have we milked all that?
I think that teats dry.
So what's going to happen to the homing pigeons while the solar storm?
Well, I guess that means that they won't get back home to the exact home. I guess when they come back, they'll be a few yards to the left.
Aww.
But hopefully they'd recognize, like, oh, hey, that's visually, this is not where I'm supposed to be. Hopefully. I don't know.
This is not my locker.
On the upside, solar storms also create beautiful aurora. Aurora watchers in the northern United States who are
out... You know what that is, Kenzie?
Yeah.
Great big nipples in the sky?
No, it's areola.
Did a Kimball just escape?
No, I was...
Get one?
I was afraid I was going to laugh too hard and blow something out of my nose, so I put both fingers over my nose, and then I laughed, and all this air came out of my eyes.
That's a new one. So a fantastic display of northern lights will be in store.
They're areola borealis.
Borealis.
I love that that's the word you're focused on.
Wait, what's a boy? Areolas.
I just want to hug her.
What's a borealis?
That's part of the areola.
Which part? The middle part?
Kenzie, when you took your astrology class, what grade did you get?
I think like a C or a D. Maybe.
I don't know. It was a letter.
I think it was a C. Wait, are we talking about a star or a nipple?
Dude, I can't. I can't. I it's no.
Oh.
There's no way to write it. I feel like Captain Smith. It's like, all right, let's hit it. Yeah. We're going to sink anyway.
Oh, my God.
Is someone piping laughing gas into the studio?
I don't know, but this show has just turned into like all of the disasters of iron. It's like you've got the Hindenburg and the Lusitania and the Titanic all at once.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All of the big rush to hit something. You know, people are sitting in their cars going, oh, the humanity. And you take all that and throw in an episode of WKRP, and that's pretty much what today has been.
This God is my witness.
I swear I thought turkeys could fly. All right, we get Knuckles.
Yeah, that's right.
We teamed up.
Hey, I got this show I need you to listen to.
You know, most shows, after they had an episode like this, you get off the air, the program director would be waiting in the hall with a tape of the show going, all right, let's go back and review all this.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm, not ours.
We're not going to be able to fix it.
Mm-mm.
It's just going to happen again. Maybe the listeners will get used to it.
Wow, why is it we have to adjust?
Them.
That's right.
Look at all the different shows that you've got all across North Texas that are slick and well-produced. There's got to be some way to stand out in the crowd.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they've got intros for benchmarks and all these different things. They tease, like, coming up at 5:45. You can't tease this mess.
Yeah, Don Davis has asked before, hey, you know, it's really good to tease what's going to be on tomorrow. I want our good luck. You got a better shot at guessing what we're going to do than us actually recording a promo. Well, Bo and Jim can do it. Bo and Jim are smart.
Boogers and nipples. At your service, 3 to 7.
Oh. All right, Kenzie's writing liners.
All right, here we go.
Don't forget the pilot fish.
The pilot fish.
Pilot fish, yes.
Tomorrow, fish driving sharks. What are you doing? I'm driving this shark. Hey, you know, most shows would explain that joke, and I ain't got time for it.
It's best that you don't.
No, the show's starting to get on my nerves. All right. We gotta act like we care. Do something.
Oh my God. Officials Officials say at a Utah elementary school, a teacher was rushed to the hospital after a concealed firearm she was carrying discharged in a school bathroom and shot her in the leg.
You know what? I was going to ask you about that, Chuck, when you walked in, because Chuck took my Glock home and cleaned all the cookies out of it. Can you think of any type of...
See, this is where it happens.
What?
You had cookies in your Glock. This is the absurdity. That this is how this starts.
Can you think of any type of handgun that could just spontaneously discharge? No. And when they write these stories, they always write them as if the gun went off on its own. The gun discharged. Yeah, somebody pulled something someplace. Even guns that Glocks don't have safeties. It's got you have to pull the trigger dead center, or it's not going to fire.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, it's safety in itself. But even a revolver, you got to pull really hard to get it to discharge. So what was this one, Dan? Do they say?
No, they never do. They always leave that part out.
Even dropping it, would it go off?
Well, if you had an older revolver and you dropped it straight on the hammer, it would be hard. But if that hammer just moved enough to hit the pin,
okay,
it could go off.
But that almost sounds like you'd have to intentionally drop it directly on the hammer. And this was a teacher that just, the gun went off in their, what?
In the toilet. Granite School District spokesman Ben Horsley says the teacher was in the faculty restroom when the gun went off shortly before class started on
See,
Thursday.
The way the story's written, yeah. The gun went off.
Right.
Not he fired the gun.
Not he dropped his pants or his belt got caught on the trigger or whatever. Anyway, he says the teacher was severely injured when the bullet entered and exited her leg. Officials are still investigating how the gun discharged. She was carrying the weapon legally with a concealed firearm permit. Utah law allows teachers and anyone else licensed to carry concealed weapons to wear a gun in a public school.
I've had turds big enough before I thought I was going to have to kill them. I don't know why they never... First of all, if these guns, and you hear at least twice a month, somebody having a gun, an instructor.
We had two this week at a school.
Somebody in general having a gun that accidentally discharged.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not owner error,
mm-hmm.
then there's something wrong with guns, and they should be recalled if they're actually discharging on their own.
That's actually a great point. That's where the news story, that's where you know the reporter needs to actually find out how did the gun, quote unquote, go off on its own. What did the person do?
Any other time you have a product malfunction, they always include in the story. Okay, GM ignitions are switching off, and now all the electrical features are gone.
Yeah, or you're right. Even a couple of years ago, when the Toyota, some of the Toyotas were surging, accelerating on their own. Guess what? Massive recall. You apply the same thing to the guns, and yeah, the guns are just outright just popping off on their own. That would be a bit of a concern.
I don't think any of the guns that I have. Any of the revolvers I have don't even have hammers. That way you can stick it into your pocket,
mm-hmm.
and if you need to pull it out, the hammer doesn't get caught on your pants.
Right.
The rest of it, I don't get. I could take this Glock and drop it all day, and it's not going to go off. But yeah, people just going to take a shushi.
A shapoopy.
Alfie, what are these calls you're taking?
None of them are good. None of them have been useful at all. They've just kind
well,
of.
Well, it hasn't been a good show. You only get good calls if you have a good show.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. I hear lots of shows that take all sorts of calls. Those shows aren't good.
Well, they're not having a good show. So you don't get good calls. We're not having a good show. You don't get the good people.
We
you,
don't even.
You get the booger diggers.
We are the booger diggers.
I understand. What have they been saying?
A lot of them have been repeating something that you have just said, like Chuck was explaining. There's no real handgun that can be that can fire on its own, things like that.
So they're a victim of the delay.
That's a big part of it. Other ones are people saying that continue the stupidity. They're enjoying it.
Why are y'all talking about serious stuff? Go back to the Aurora Borealis.
And the sun floating in the sky because it's almost 8% helium. Kenzie, you ever dig in your nose?
Yeah.
How big are your boogers?
I've had some really good ones before.
Do you save them?
No, but I do what y'all do.
Put them in a hope chest?
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
That's not the one I wanted. I want the one with the cue burn. 538. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the iHeartRadio app. Let's start off in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Royal Miller. Got an accident there blocking the HOV lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the High 5. In Richardson, northbound 75, right at Campbell, got a stalled vehicle there blocking the left lane. Car has a flat tire, so it hopefully is out of there pretty quick. Right now, traffic is backed up back from Arapahoe. Into Plano, southbound 75, just before Parker Road, got an accident there blocking the HOV lane. Traffic is backed up back from Spring Creek. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound East Loop 820 out of Trinity Boulevard, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from I-30. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Joe's Crab Shack. Tonight, cloudy, 61 for a low. Then tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sun in the afternoon as we hit a high around 77. Right now, 66 and 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
No, I thought when Patrick walked in during this last break, our operations manager went, All right, that's
it's nice of him to let us get all the way to the end of the segment.
And surprisingly enough, it was exactly the opposite. He's bringing in a new copy of my contract. And it's got every reason why they should let us go. Just by things in the studio. You got a bottle of whiskey right here.
Yep, that's a gross company policy violation.
I've got my Glock right here.
Did he just not see that, or he just willingly ignored it?
I don't know.
I just
kind of laid the contract over it and went, that's not real.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything. It's like we're baiting them. The virus.
No, you're right. It really is awful because if you were just a regular board op who was in there just babysitting the station, and they came in and saw the bottle of whiskey, fired.
Bottle of whiskey and a firearm.
Double fired.
And you're not supposed to have food or drink in the studio. We got water every corner of this counter.
Yeah, we have every...
And on most Fridays, there's food all over the place.
And dog food.
Wow, the dog treats.
That's still food. It's like it's gone so bad that not only do we have food in here for ourselves, we have food in here for four-legged things.
That's got to be the only show in not just Clear Channel Dallas, all the Clear Channel stations, where somebody's actually taking a shit in the studio and pissed. I pissed. It was one of the dogs.
Yeah. Well, the pizza.
Was the dog's name? Was it Daryl?
Damn it. What was his
name? I knew it for, I remembered it because that was a huge dump.
Yeah. I want to say it started with a C.
Somebody will remember. We talked about it for too long.
Yeah.
Because that was.
It was a massive pile.
Yeah. All you needed was Jeff Goldblum to walk up behind it. That's a huge pile of Alfie, what do you got on hold?
Those are people calling about the gun going off.
Okay. Yes, Nathan.
Yeah, I was just going to talk real quick about the whole firearm thing I was talking about earlier. If you were to modify the trigger pull so that it's a softer trigger pull and you get somebody that does a crap job on it, you drop it hard enough at the right angle, they could release the trigger and fire around.
I just wonder how many of these people, the instructors, I get maybe they've had their weapons modified, but really, school teachers, it's like... short of taking a CHL course, how much do they really know about handguns?
They might actually be...
Well, anybody can be a gun nut.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if they're a teacher, police officer, or whatever. But if they just have the money and want to throw out it, modifying their gun. But if they don't throw out the right amount of money at the right person, then they get a gun real crappy.
Why? What would be the reason that you would want less pressure to pull the trigger, just so it's a smoother, less jerking of the gun?
Well, it comes down to aim. If you're trying to go for accuracy, sometimes you have people that their aim will get thrown off by a hard trigger pull. Because when you pull a trigger, if you don't have good, makes a good discipline, sometimes you'll actually pull your shot off a little bit. So they'll do a softer trigger pull, so they're less likely to pull their shot off. It'll be more accurate.
What, it's like you were anticipating the recoil of the gun?
Well, that's one thing, but it's also like when you pull the trigger, like a good instructor will tell you, you actually want to try to pull back towards the webbing of your hand. Sometimes people try to curl their finger, and when they curl their finger on a hard trigger pull, they'll actually pull the gun off the side, and it won't quite.
All right, so they lose their
aim
target. All right, thanks, sir. Well, that's why guns come with more than one bullet. If you miss the first time, just consider that first bullet a tracer. And then the rest of it is just volume.
Also known as fire superiority.
Alfie, line 3 about the same thing?
No, but you should take it anyway.
What does he want?
He's enjoying today.
No.
Yeah, go ahead, man. It's cool.
Yes, Zach.
Hey, Russ. I just was calling in because...
I thought that would help. Because of what? What do you want?
He was saying to keep up the stupidity that we're having a fantastic show today, according to him.
I think he's f***ing with us.
If he is, then he's not the only one. I got 5 different notifications on Twitter. Everyone's saying how, oh my goodness, my stomach hurts from laughing. Best show ever. What have you all been smoking? Best part of my day is listening to the Russ Martin Show. Laughing out loud in my car.
I think these people are jacking with other people. Hey, I'm going to post this and get them to listen to the show. Oh, they deserve that.
It was 5 of them, all women.
Wow.
And who else is more vindictive?
Well, no, it's... Let's just be open to the possibility that some people found the Areola Borealis segment entertaining.
See, you think sometimes just freewheeling it is okay. Since most shows have music that they play underneath their talk segments, mm-hmm. everything's produced and everything's got a jingle and you've got intros to different segments. We couldn't have enough intros for any segments that we do.
No.
Who the would know what we're going to do? We don't.
No.
We can't have a voice guy cut anything.
No.
You can't have the Aurora Areola Borealis segment.
If it was done that way, no one would have enjoyed it. Like, eh.
No, if they thought it was pre-planned. Isn't it funny? It's more entertaining if it's ad-libbed.
Mm-hmm.
But if we wrote it all down ahead of time and we practiced it, then it ain't funny.
Yeah, it ain't going to work. Because especially that whole segment. If we had written it out, rehearsed it.
First of all, it was a retarded segment. Now we're going to analyze it. But go ahead.
Yeah, no. Had we written that, we would have looked at it and gone, nah, that's way too stupid.
No, that's something that wouldn't dump off Fox.
Yeah.
Certainly don't want my name associated with that.
Mm-mm.
Look, but, Kenzie, NBC right now on TV, that's the Areola Borealis.
After years of stability.
Of course, I just missed it.
Yeah.
That?
No, not the black guy.
So it's a star?
The Areola Borealis?
Is a nipple.
In the sky.
It's a star?
Yes.
It's
the center of a star.
There's a center of a star called Areola?
Yes.
Nuh-uh.
Hmm?
For real? What's a borealis?
That's the
inside of the nipple?
Eraser part of it that sticks out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, really? Is it a nipple or a star?
That's how we got the name for ours.
Y'all are lying.
No. People's nipples came from the stars. A lot of things came from the stars and the gods.
Yep.
Nuh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
Including fire.
Nuh-uh.
Look up vagina. Isn't that Latin?
Vagina?
Mm-hmm.
Or Greek?
Yes.
It's from Latin, as in to stink.
Mm-mm. I don't believe you.
She's trying to look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Vagina. meaning or I origin.
Think it, I think it is
origin.
Latin.
It is.
Vagina origin.
Pants.
Define vagina.
From Latin, between the legs.
The sheath formed by the basal part of certain leaves.
Yes.
Stupid ad.
No, that's right.
Certain leaves where they embrace.
No, that's right. Okay.
No,
you're right. All right. Thank you. The vagina is actually made out of tomato paste and seasoning.
Yep. That's why it's so popular in cooking.
Areola.
She is still looking.
They actually designed a lasagna from the vagina.
Really?
Mm-hmm. 1 week of the month. She's still looking on her iPad.
Areola reduction?
She is really going to get to the bottom of this. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of her.
A small circular area on the body colored differently from the surrounding tissue.
In the sky. That's yep. what you're leaving out.
It doesn't. A ring of color around the human nipple. Nowhere do I see a ring of color in space.
It's because you're not looking at the origin. You're just looking
okay.
at the definition.
Areola in space.
Go ahead and Google Saturn. You'll probably find it.
Kind of like that big red dot on Jupiter.
It's like a pierced planet. It's got rings.
Going to images.
Oh!
Hey, Google blue waffle.
No.
All right.
I think I had that once at IHOP. You don't get it just once.
Mm-hmm.
Alfie, was that Officer Lonnie on one?
Yeah, he had to drop off, I guess.
What do you want?
He was just calling to let you know today is a great show, according to him.
Okay. See, that's the thing, is because they feel like they know us. Mm-hmm. They cut us slack on days that really suck. And I know days that suck, and we're living in the middle of one of them.
Okay.
But go ahead. Oh, time for a break.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
604, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the iHeartRadio app. Not a ton going on, at least not a lot of real accidents. We'll start off in Dallas. Eastbound 635, right at Royal Miller. Got an accident there blocking the HOV lane. That has traffic backed up back from the High 5. And on Arlington East on I-30 just before Collins. Got some debris there blocking, you know, pretty much all lanes. That has traffic backed up back from Fielder. Hey, Russ. Traffic that is backed up back from Fielder Road. Again, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Cloudy tonight, 61 for a low. Clouds in the morning, sun in the afternoon with a high of 77. Right now, we're looking at 66, but 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
Kenzie, what are you laughing at?
Myself. You were doing this, so I started doing that thing.
I don't know what I was doing.
I was tickling myself, or I was laughing at myself. God almighty, really?
Bitch, you should have some blood work done.
I want to recommend a CT scan as well.
Yeah.
Maybe even a...
Get your C scanned. This.
No, there's nothing... What is my... That have to do with...
I bet something's wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with
it. I bet it's all bent.
It is not bent.
I bet it's not a straight line. I bet you got vaginal scoliosis.
No. No.
Is your clam bent?
No, it's vertical. Horizontal. Vertical.
Pick one and stick with it.
Well, it depends on which way you're looking at it. It could be both.
It should run the same direction regardless of... Doesn't make any difference.
No, if you
well,
look
it's
at
like
it.
Horizontal, south of the equator.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
It's north like a, of the equator, then it runs up and down.
Got it. It's like Australia.
If you look at it from the side, it's
I'd be careful with specifics.
Oh, never mind.
I still bet it's jaggedy.
No.
Probably looks like the Mason-Dixon line.
I don't know what that is, but it does not look like the Mason-Dixon line.
Okay.
How many hours do you have left to get your degree?
I have a feeling that I should not answer. Should I be offended?
I think not offended at the question, just in the tone.
5 classes.
So about 15 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you ask?
Yeah.
Just curious.
Oh, she's, we're paying her now. She's not getting, okay,
right.
This is my fault. For some reason, I thought that there was going to be a saving grace in there someplace. And we're paying her now to run the video stream.
Yeah. I was just curious, just because.
This has nothing to do with college, so.
No. It was a genuine question.
Because you think I'm stupid, don't you, Dan?
I don't think it.
Well, aren't you witty?
No, but actually what I mean is, I know you're smart. It's just, it's fascinating to me when you somehow come off the rails.
You want to take this outside?
Oh, that's right. She's a black belt in something.
It's Taekwondo.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Taekwondo?
Yeah.
Take this with you, Dan.
That's probably a good idea.
Hey!
Ready to go.
No!
That's okay. It's loaded.
It's pointing at me.
It's not pointing
Turn
at you.
Turn it around towards the wall. Oh. Safety first. Russ!
Okay. See? No bullets.
Is it check the chamber?
No! Oh, my God!
Russ! Oh, my God! No! No! No!
I have emptied this gun 8 times since it's been in here.
Still.
And it hasn't left my sight. No, nobody snuck and it went. Let me just slip a hollow point right on in there.
Yeah, I'm going to pull a Bruce Lee.
I'm going to throw up.
There. That's called gun safety. Do you think it's loaded? If you look down the barrel.
Yeah.
That's the way Wiley does it.
Mm-hmm.
God.
He always lived.
Go ahead.
Okay. A 31-year-old man named Thomas Cantley from Salinas, California, was diagnosed with stage 3 testicular cancer back in 2009. Fortunately, he beat it. So now he's raising awareness by pushing a giant 6-foot-tall testicle across the country. Because America.
Because what?
America. Now, it's not a real testicle. It's a huge flesh-colored balloon that says, "Be ballsy." And now it has.
How am I supposed to know that's a testicle?
You're supposed to. It's supposed to want you to ask him what he's doing. I believe.
So he tells you it's a testicle.
I'm raising awareness for testicular cancer by pushing this large ball.
So you got one left.
Probably.
Now did he beat it by them taking one out?
That I do not know. I'm not sure if he has. One, I don't know if he still has both. I don't know if he lost them. I don't know. But stage 3 is apparently the worst you can get as far as the ball cancer.
What is it you lose when you lose your testicles? I mean, I've had a vasectomy, so I don't really care.
Well, I think that your testicles are still pretty central to testosterone production.
Well, I'm getting shots.
Well, then, yeah, you don't need yours.
Can
you
have them emptied out and just throw in a bag of sand?
Sand.
A couple of jawbreakers. Super balls, just in case you fall. That would look funny.
That's good. That's just thinking ahead.
Safety first. Inside of your pants look like a bounce house. What's going on in there? I got super balls.
Anyway, and again, it's not a real testicle. It's a huge flesh-colored balloon that says, "Be ballsy." And now it has a bunch of signatures on the side from people he's met during his trip.
Not signing your balls.
Yeah. So Thomas started last Thursday in Los Angeles. He wants to reach New York by early October. Now, obviously, it would take a lot longer than that if he was just walking there. So he's driving most of the way, but he's walking in places where people can actually see him and speak to him. I actually
Is there audio?
Yeah, I got some. He was interviewed by a local station. It's cut number six. He's talking about what he's doing and why he's doing it.
I wanted to kind of create a social experiment. I didn't want to have to connect with people and go and force anything on them. And throughout this process, what it does is it forces people to come to me. Ask me, like, what is this? What's this about? Okay, you know what? It kind of looks like a testicle. You know, something's going on. Trying to figure out what it is. But it creates that conversation. And it's 96% survival rate if caught early. So when you catch it early at stage one, it's not progressive, it's contained. My goal is I want to get across the country not by any money. I want people to come and go, you know what, I'll book a hotel room for you. I'll come take you out to lunch. We'll fill up your gas.
How do we know this isn't a scam? I'm going to push this big thing across the country and have people buy me hotel rooms and drinks. Tell them I had testicular cancer.
I guess you have to take him at his word. And plus, I would imagine if people knew him and saw him doing this, they would probably call someone and let them know, hey, this guy's full of it.
How would anybody know if you had it or not? Your doctor can't release that information. All you have to do is tell everybody, I had testicular cancer. Plus, you know, I'm pushing this big testicle around. You got to have a license to get one of these.
I'm not sure how, but I know other people who have tried to raise money, through sympathy, whatever, or kickstarting, by faking diseases have been busted in some ways.
Okay.
Any money. I want people to come and go, you know what, I'll book a hotel room for you. I'll come take you out to lunch. We'll fill up your gas tank. We'll do whatever. And I want those physical connections. I don't want people just to donate to me. I want people to connect with me. I'm doing it for these people, these survivors, these young guys.
How old is he?
31.
Don't you do it an exam just like you would do a breast exam?
I think so, yeah.
Don't you look for lumps in your sack?
Yeah. The good thing is,
oh,
though...
Oh, hell, I found two lumps. Those are your balls.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, especially with the guys in their 20s, really any age, you don't necessarily have to do a formal exam. I think most guys will end up discovering if they had a tumor just by playing with themselves.
I don't touch my balls.
Okay.
They get a workout. Because they're shaking really hard. They're in. I could have a disease. Maybe I should start touring the country. I got the shaky weenie. Penis Parkinson's.
Restless ball syndrome?
I want people, yeah. Wake me up at night. One of my balls just keeps, I can't seem to wake her up.
That's right.
Just one.
Yeah, just one. Not both of them. Restless ball.
People send me money, buy me hotel rooms because I got the restless ball, or the shaky penis, the penis Parkinson's.
Yeah, that's sad.
One time I woke up and there was foam all over the end of my weenie.
Oh.
Figure I got Peter rabies. I think I'm going to do a big campaign for that. Tallywhacker warts, I've had those.
Oh, that's terrible.
Middle leg melanoma. Rod Ricketts. Purple-headed sickle cell.
Of course.
I had it all. Meat puppet. Shin splints. I almost got nasty.
Yeah. Almost.
Oh. Had a bad case of the Alabama black snake varicose veins. Almost died from that.
It sounds awful. Like you clearly have struggled.
Not as much as I'm struggling with this bit.
In case you want more information on this guy and what he's doing, you can go to ballpush.org. That's not made up. That's actually his website.
Is that what you normally do? It's just a quick exam of your sack?
I think so. It's supposed to just be just like a quick manipulation. If you feel anything weird, I think it would stand out.
Kenzie?
No.
Why are you saying no, Dan?
Because I know what you're going to do.
It's either her or you.
Kenzie?
No.
Do you want me to get cancer?
No.
Then come check my balls.
No.
You got hands?
Well,
yours are more sensitive.
Push off.
Of all the things I've done to help you in your life.
Oh,
you
no.
You can't squeeze my balls.
Oh, whatever.
You don't have to do it for long.
No.
Just do it until something comes out.
Oh, my God.
That means
that
means I'm okay.
Why was there a second reaction to that? What were you thinking on the first one?
Because she didn't get it.
No, I
didn't. She was thinking, like, pus.
Yeah, like something
that.
Coming out of his balls, and then I went, hey, wait.
Hey, I've seen this happen before. My uncle used to pull the same trick on me.
No.
Oh, my God. I don't even have an uncle.
Well, that's what he told you. I'm your uncle. I'm your uncle. Squeeze my balls.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. You cured me. Look at all the stuff that come out.
Oh, my God. Stop.
I'm not even going to archive today's show on RussMartin.fm.
You better.
I will not. I will if you come over here and check me for
no
testicular cancer.
No.
I would check you for breast cancer.
No, you would not.
Yes, I would.
No, you will not.
I care about you.
Well, I care about you, but that doesn't mean you have to touch squeeze my boobs and I have to touch and squeeze your balls.
It sounds like a good deal.
No. Yeah. No.
What, Chuck? Yeah.
No, it's not.
You don't want breast cancer?
I feel my own. If I do the breast cancer check.
What? When you're fingering?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No. Dan, make it stop.
You get paid now.
You go like this. Do you make this face when you go?
Ah.
No, you have to look at the cameras. You have to continue to switch it. You go like this. The camera's on. Leave it on one. Okay, I'm going to do it during the break, and you're going to see everything for real.
No, it's on. No! No!
Why do I gross you out? There are some women that wouldn't mind having sex with me. All right, granted, they live in swamps.
No, you are impersonating what you think I look like.
When you are,
and that is gross.
When you're rubbing one in.
Oh my God, that's just the way you see it.
Is that the way you do it?
No, look.
Then you get wound up, start pinching the nipple, going.
I can't see anything.
All right, you got to see that.
It's almost the way I envision it. You get wound up, you start twisting one of your nipples, waving another arm in the air. It's almost like it's nipple rodeo. Would you call it that, Dan?
That's it. It's accurate.
Ow.
What'd you hit yourself with?
My hands.
Good for you. At least your antibodies are working. Don't pull the sled. Alfie, what is line one?
He's calling about testicular problems.
Is he speaking in code?
No, he's referring to what you did at one point with Big Dan.
Yes, Jason.
Hey, Russ.
Yep.
Don't let Kevin at the gym talk you into pulling no more of them sleds or pushing them. A hemorrhoid was the best thing you could have got from that. It could have caused a testicular lesion, which is very, very painful.
What would that feel like?
Is it almost
like a rupture?
Oh, yes, between your legs, around your taint, and it is so painful you can't stand up straight. And if it's not caught in time, you can lose one of your testicles. Because what happens is your testicle twists in your sac, and it shuts the blood flow off to it.
So it, in essence, dies because, but it's just like,
yes,
what do you call
no
it, gangrene? Not gangrene. What is it when that, thanks, when something loses blood flow?
It's gangrene.
Yeah.
That's a torsion is what he's referring to.
Yeah,
I
just pulled it up here.
Well, there's no reason to explore this. I'm not going to push or pull one of those sleds again. That was my fault. In fact, Big Dan never said, hey, won't you push this sled with 500 pounds of weight on it? I just looked at it and went, I bet I could. Actually, he did kind of goad me into it. He said, I bet I can push that 3 inches. Because Dan was training for some type of tractor pull, whatever he does on the weekends. And he goes, well, go ahead and try it. So I pushed it, and they've got AstroTurf in the back of the gym.
Right.
And I got a few inches, and once you get it going, it's hard, but it wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. And it was probably pulling the damn thing back, because once I got it to the end of the gym,
mm-hmm.
he goes, bring it back to me.
Right.
So I pulled it back, and that's probably when that cherry tomato shot out of my ass.
And upon further review, the guy that called is right. You don't want a testicular torsion.
I don't want anything wrong with my balls.
I know you don't, but don't ever Google it.
How bad is it?
Is
it worse than a blue waffle?
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah, that's why I don't really look at any... I'd never look at WebMD.
Oh, this is... Yeah, I can't even... No. This is one of those things where... It if it's lifting heavy things is what could make this happen, that I don't want to pick up anything heavier than my phone ever again. I might just lie down and stay there.
All right, what things, seriously, so we can get this out of the way, what heavy thing, like squats, would that do it?
It could, if you overexert.
All right, well, I don't overexert. I very seldom do legs. The only time I do legs is walking to the gym. And I mean into.
Gotcha, yeah.
Leg presses, I don't do that much weight.
Yeah, it's just don't overexert. And if you, next time you need to move, if you actually sell your house, yeah, you don't do that.
Don't.
You don't move anything. You let somebody else get the ball twisties.
Oh. I think I paid somebody this last go-around. Only when I moved from Plano to South Lake, that's when I moved my own stuff, and Chloe and I ran into that possum in front of the house
mm-hmm.
that chased us up on top of the U-Haul. That's why we never even approached it.
Mm-mm.
It's on the sidewalk, eating out of a McDonald's bag.
Hey, look at that. Then all of a sudden, ooh.
You look, and you want to watch because it's kind of cute. It was a possum, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. It was.
And it pulls its face up out of the McDonald's bag. It's like... I don't think he's digging our shit.
No.
We get out of the truck and it comes at us.
We elevate.
It's funny. Those U-Haul trucks are higher than you think they are.
Yeah. Once you're in danger, and not only are they taller than you remembered, all of a sudden they're very slippery.
But we found a way up on there, and then we sat up there waiting for the possum to leave. And I kick Chloe off to see if it's still down there.
Yeah.
Now, this is wrong, but I just want you to see.
I was past the testicular thing.
Okay.
And I don't want to see it. If you tell me I don't want to see it, I don't want to see it.
Well, I'm going to show you.
Well, what is it you were going to say?
Chuck, look at that.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
It's a photo of testicular torsion.
Hey, showing that ugly chick that matched up with me on Match.com
ooh,
earlier.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. There you go, Chuck. Pay close attention to the eyes.
What the?
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
.633, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Let's start off from Fort Worth, southbound 35W. Right at Reisinger, got an accident there that has traffic backed up back from I-20. In Arlington, eastbound I-30 just before Collins Street, got some debris there, pretty much blocking all the lanes there. Traffic is backed up back from Fielder. And finally, in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Royal Miller, got an accident there blocking the HOV lane. That one has traffic backed up back from the I-5. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the iHeartRadio app. Cloudy tonight, 61 for a low. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sun in the afternoon, and a 77-degree high right now. 65 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show.
You ready?
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, Russ. Hey, guys.
Hello.
And
what do we have this week?
Well, we have a stunningly beautiful dog named Raven. She is a sable-colored lab mix, sable being kind of brownish-black. She's got some white markings on her, foot, her chest, her chin. She is just truly a gorgeous dog and a well-behaved, wonderful dog. She's a little over 2 years old. Female.
What kind of dog is she again?
She's a lab mix. I'm not sure. Been looking at her. I'm not sure what's mixed in there. She's got a very soft coat, not the really typical Raven.
Raven.
Not the typical lab coat. A little bit longer than that. Very soft, velvety. Good girl. She's house trained. She was found roaming the streets of Garland and along a busy road, and one of the Pawsin City volunteers rescued her and is fostering her. And she's healthy. She's just beautiful.
I'm guessing she didn't have a microchip when
correct.
She was found.
Yeah, that's correct. She does now, and you know she's all healthy and vaccinated and heartworm prevented and spayed and ready for a forever home.
Now, what kind of condition was she in when they found her?
She was not in terrible condition.
So somebody was obviously taking care of her. She just probably got loose.
At some point.
I don't get not doing the microchip because I don't know if Paws in the City does it. I know Operation Kindness, they did it. It was like $10?
Yeah, I mean, it's you can do it yourself and go to some low-cost places, the SPCA or something, for $15, $20. And,
I know vets are more expensive.
Yeah.
Actually, even my vet.
Yeah, yeah.
It was kind of a rip. Well, it was like $70 or $80.
Yeah, but that's also because you know how much it costs at other places where it's.
Oh, but my point is, it's inexpensive. Yep. You can go to a shelter.
It's a lifesaver.
You can always, if a dog doesn't get hit, you can always find. We really should get one for Kenzie.
Yeah.
Yeah, she roams the streets a lot, doesn't she? Mm-hmm.
She does, and she doesn't make much money, so there's no reason to do it.
Okay.
No, you're right. It actually does make sense.
For Kenzie or in general for dogs?
Well,
it's not cost prohibitive.
Right.
Oh, not at all.
That's
not
why
all.
I was shocked when I found the beagle running in the street, and she wasn't microchipped, although she probably pulled it out.
That's kind of difficult to do.
That's a good point.
I saw this on Running Man. I'll just pull this out. Or it's another Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Yeah. You got it.
It's a Running Man?
No. It is Schwarzenegger.
Mars.
Yes.
Terminal.
No.
Not Terminal. No. These people need air.
Total Recall.
Yeah. Okay. Took too long to get there.
Raven would like some treats while you're waiting there. Hand her a mic.
Look at that face. She's got her paws up on the counter. Are you ready to place your order? Raven.
That's pretty adorable.
Yeah, she's beautiful, and she's well-behaved. Like I said, she's...
I think she's so well-behaved that as soon as Russ grabbed the treat bag, she immediately sat.
Yeah,
so she won't come back up on the console.
She's... great with kids and with other dogs.
Never mind.
Hey, can you move the, And if you've got a cat that isn't afraid of larger dogs, then she's good with those dogs. With those cats. She loves to play. She has a lot of energy. She's smart. She's a quick learner. She's just...
She's got that look on her face back at Russ like, hey, you stopped with the treats. Come on.
Are you thinking about boxers playing poker? You know, that...
Well, now
that is kind of what that looks like with the bottle of Jim sitting next to it. Yeah.
Who's
deal?
Yeah, who's deal?
I got big blind.
Her name is Raven, and you can see her and learn more about her on the Paws in the City website. We'll post some pictures tonight on the Paws in the City Facebook page. We were going to have a second dog here today, and she was in a vet clinic, and she somehow got to their little mini fridge in the break room, I believe, and cleaned it out. So we decided not to bring her today, but
kind of dog.
Another lab mix, a chocolate lab mix.
Oh, look, a Robo Bar.
Yeah.
I cleaned one of these out at the Hyatt.
Pawsin City has an adoption event tomorrow at the Starbucks at Frankfurt and the Tollway, 9 to noon. So come on out. And Raven going to be there?
Well, what's the name of the place?
Starbucks.
She's saying that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Starbucks, Frankfort, and the Tollway, which is North Dallas.
Correct. Yeah. Far North Dallas. 4727 Frankfort. PauseInTheCity.org.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
652, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Time to check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in Eagle's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Tennessee versus Oklahoma. I guess that's a thing. Let's start off in Dallas. Eastbound 635 right at Royal Miller. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from the high 5. In Arlington, eastbound I-30 just before Collins, got debris there in all lanes. That has traffic kind of slow back from Fielder. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at Reisinger. Got an accident there. That one has traffic backed up back from I-20. Listen to Cindy Skull all next week at 7:25 in the morning for a shot to win pit tickets to Freakers Ball Thursday, October 16th at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie featuring Chevelle, Papa Roach, and P.O.D. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by BMW Value Service. That, too, is a thing. Cloudy tonight, 61 for a low. Then tomorrow afternoon, sun with a 77-degree high. Right now, 65 at 97.1 The Eagle.
Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Now,
you okay?
Big tug.
Did you get your big pull there, boss?
I keep forgetting that Jim Beam is stronger than Jack.
All right, are we still drinking the 90?
95, I think.
Oh, well. Okay.
I think, whatever. It's still, that's why I have to pace myself.
Is that what this is?
Pacing?
Yeah. But I hate to see if we were in a race.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. So this is State Fair password?
Yes.
Why don't we break it up this time?
Okay.
Since obviously the dream team is you and me.
Right. Have we become too powerful?
I think it's become too... Yeah.
No, you're right, because if everyone's good all the time, then it just gets boring.
They know we're almost always going to get it.
Yeah, it's like that movie that just came out about the football team. It's like, oh, they won like 1,000 games in a row, then they lost. How would they deal with it? I don't want to see that. That's stupid.
Sorry. The game this weekend, is it the entire state, Tennessee against Oklahoma?
No, it's just it's a football game, but yeah. Alfie, explain well,
The way Alfie said traffic brought to you by Tennessee versus Oklahoma, what are they mad about?
That's what they wanted me to read, and that's to me, that's exactly what it sounded like. The two states were warring or something.
They were what?
Warring.
Warring.
Oh.
Not a place where rabbits live.
I understand. Why don't... We'll divvy up password. Why don't you take Kenzie?
Me.
What?
Dan.
Oh, no.
Dan.
Quit waving Kenzie at me. Loves you.
Why are you waving? Quit
Dan.
Waving at me. I see you. This she's doing the thing where she got off the bus.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Kenzie.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Kenzie.
And I'll take Chloe.
Okay. Can this work for any community service that we may have now or in the future? Because it's feeling like it already.
Or I can take... No, I'm sticking with Chloe.
I'll take Kenzie.
God, what am I, a piece of trash? Don't answer that.
Okay. She said not to.
Wow.
Have you ever been to the state fair, Kenzie?
Once.
This may be a little harder for you.
Wait, what are we playing?
I tell you what, let's start and see if you can guess.
Wait, that's not right. Come on.
What?
She doesn't even know the game.
Password?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, give me a minute.
Sweet Jesus. He said it like 2 minutes ago. No. That is not a calming shoe.
Oh, She may be focused. Actually, during the last break, she's going, I got this friend I want you to go out with.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No.
No? Why not? Too young?
It's a friend of Kenzie's.
So,
it's like the Goonies. None of them were really good looking.
No, there was.
You know, if they're friends with Kenzie, no offense, they got to be weird looking.
Okay, well.
What? You're always wanting to see my.
I said no offense. Go ahead.
I understand your hesitation, especially since the friends that we've heard of are the ones of...
The male guys. We haven't heard about any of her female friends.
Well, and most of them are named after verbs, like shred.
She has a normal name.
Scrape. Scab.
Mm-hmm.
What is her name?
Sally.
Kind of how old is she?
Name. 28, 29.
Are you sure or are you guessing?
I'm positive she's either 28 or 29.
Okay. What's wrong with her?
Absolutely nothing.
What's wrong with her?
There's nothing wrong with her. She's the nicest.
If she's hot and she's single, there's something wrong
with
her.
She's beautiful. She's nice. She's funny. She's honest. She's trustworthy. She is the coolest person. She's probably the best person I know.
How big is her ass?
A normal size?
Would you swap asses with her?
Wow.
She probably has this. Wait, what? Wow. Swap, like, take her butt over mine?
That's what swap means.
We've kind of have the same butt, honestly. That's why I was thinking.
Yours is too skinny.
No, it's not.
You're anorexic.
I am not anorexic.
It makes me sick to look at you.
You're rude.
We could never do anal.
Oh my god. You're.
What makes you think Sally would want to go out with me?
Yeah, really.
Because she thinks you're hot. And I love the idea of it. Y'all would click like peanut butter and jelly.
Where was she born?
Here, I think. Here.
How well do you know this person?
I've known her for years and
she's
years.
She's my best
and
friend.
And
what's her last name? I didn't know.
Has she always been female?
Really?
Has she?
Yes. She's pure female. And she's really pretty and she's really cool.
Don't you set me up with somebody that's got remnants between her legs.
She doesn't. There's nothing wrong
with her. I
can
really afford the full surgery.
You got most of it, though.
So I got little dangles.
Kind of scattered.
Yeah. Think of them not like leftovers from my penis. Think of it like meat puppets.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Password?
You have a picture of her?
I do.
I don't need to see her right now. Like, I never need to see it. I'm not going to go out with her.
Fine.
So you're trying to play matchmaker, kid?
Well, here's the thing. No. Is she like a lot of the stuff that you like?
No. No.
She doesn't like
She doesn't like hardcore. She doesn't like cartoons. She doesn't like the stuff that I like. She's cool. She's a grown up.
She doesn't like anything I like. She's smart.
She likes going to nice places for dinner, get all dressed up, have a nice glass of wine. I like going to Chuck E. Cheese and eating pizza.
See, I'd rather take you out.
In a Transformers t-shirt.
Because then I could just throw you into
the
bounce house.
Or the ball pit.
Yeah. I just know that you're handled for a while.
Actually, I'd be careful with Kenzie in the ball pit.
Why?
She'd find a way to drown.
We don't know. We did an autopsy and she had like lungs full of balls. All right. I'll look at a picture after the show.
Okay.
What does she do?
She is the manager of a very, very, very well-known store.
She didn't used to work in Ardmore, did she?
No.
She's not a former topless dancer?
Absolutely not. She's a good, good girl. Good morals, good values.
Don't let me take her out and find out that she danced at the Rooster Queef Ranch.
She didn't, I swear.
Yeah, that's just embarrassing.
Never.
I was like the main feature at the Poot Shoot Paradise.
Oh, my goodness.
Then for a couple of weeks, I worked at the Cream Pie Ponderosa.
Oh, my God.
All right, that might be my favorite.
Cream Pie Ponderosa?
Yeah. It's right up there. Was it
Butt-Face Popeyes.
That's it, yeah. That's number one. Cream-Face Ponderosa, that's two.
Has she ever danced as a topless dancer?
Absolutely not.
She never danced at Hair Lip Louie's?
No. Never. None of them.
So how do the two of you know each other? If everything you said, you sound like you have nothing in common, and she's older than you.
Well, we used to work together, and she was really, really good friends with my dad because he would always go into the store.
Okay.
You mean the club?
No.
Where she danced in Oklahoma?
No.
I danced at Tony Bobo's.
Oh, my God.
A place for bitches.
Oh, my God. She's like a big sister to me,
okay.
Pretty much. It's more like big sister than best. Well, best friend, big sister.
I got you.
We used to share the tips when we danced at the Booger Twat Terrace.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
We were never good enough to dance at Buttface Popeyes.
It's tough to break in there, I know.
Classic. That's our goal. That's our pinnacle.
I'm not listening to you anymore.
Does she have any STDs?
I doubt it, but
she,
I don't
she
know.
Loves that band.
Oh.
All right. It's after 7, so we can do whatever we want now.
You mean as opposed to the last 2 hours?
I didn't feel like qualifying it, but you're right.
I think it's all good.
All right. You go ahead and start, Dan.
Man, I don't want to. All right. Okay, Kinsey, do you remember what we're playing?
Yes, password things about the state fair.
All right, good. Food.
Funnel cake.
Flo. Crusty.
Corn dogs.
Oh, dumbass.
Oil.
Onion rings.
Oh, I got it now.
Food. Since you said you got it, I just gave you anything.
Well, I threw the last hint.
You threw him off.
Yeah.
Well, what do you got?
I was going to say clown.
Oh, I got it. Here we go.
Clown?
For Krusty.
Oh, my God. All right, Kinsey, we got this. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Deep.
French fries. Fried chicken. Fried chicken. Fried chicken.
Sweet Jesus.
Oh. I give it to her. Fried.
She said fried. Thank you. Okay.
Oh, fried was the word? I thought we were talking about a food.
I'm really glad you said it, because if you hadn't.
Fried?
All right.
What does food, what does food have to do with fried?
Keep going.
I thought we were talking about fruit. The answer was fried? Yeah, fried and food.
I get it now. Keep going.
How can you say you're on a roll? We're 0-for-1.
That was my warm-up.
You got it.
Okay.
That was my warm-up, Dan. We got a point.
All right. All
right.
All right. Ready, Clo?
Yeah.
Games.
Midway.
Yes. Dan?
Okay. Currency.
Ticket. Token.
Only one guess per clue.
Sorry.
Conversion.
Coupons.
Yep.
Is it your turn or mine?
We started this last, so it's your turn to start. Which one are you doing?
Ready?
Yeah.
Pew!
The heck? Oh.
The shoot off the star.
Hang on, I gotta ask Russ. Are you doing that one?
Yep.
Okay. Rivalry.
Laser tag? Why is that so funny?
Football.
Oh, the Red River Shootout.
Yes.
I didn't get that at all.
You know they had to change the name of that?
What is it now?
They now refer to it as their red.
Riding the cotton pony. Bowl.
That would have been better.
Where'd you get football from?
No, now they call it the Red River Rivalry. Because shootout was, it's too, you know, it's violent.
I like riding the cotton pony bowl.
Mm-hmm. Kenzie, that's the OU Texas game.
Got it.
All right, your turn, Dan.
Okay. Howdy.
Tex, Big Tex.
All right, Clay, you got to watch this one.
Okay. We're playing charades now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I can say this.
Corn dog.
Fletcher's?
Yeah. Remember Night Shift?
Yeah.
Michael Keaton shoves a corn dog down his pants. Yeah, corn dog.
Jesus.
It's my turn?
It's our turn.
No, it's yours. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Jexa.
Stage.
Original.
Starplex.
Yes.
Let's see. Cows.
Livestock.
What's the score, Alfie?
Right now, you and Chloe have 6, and Dan and Kenzie are stuck at 2.
I'm actually happy we have 2. Fruit.
Banana.
Coating.
I don't know.
Sugar.
Caramel apple. Oh, really?
Other.
Candy apple.
Oh my gosh. That's not fair.
Why not?
Caramel apple, candy apple. That's it's not the exact same thing.
How?
Caramel is technically candy. Candy is too broad.
If you went someplace and ordered a caramel apple, do you think you'd get a candied apple?
Yeah, because caramel's candy.
Most people would notice a difference.
Well, that's close enough considering I'm special. You should give me that point and have a heart.
That's actually interesting. They don't typically self-diagnose.
Come on, idiots. Russ.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly why I don't want to go out with one of her friends.
My friends aren't anything like me.
You can't even tell the difference between caramel and candied. You're going to set me up with a chick with STD, and I don't mean... what's the song they did?
A band.
It's hard.
Plush.
Yeah. Plush, yeah, plush.
Bet this chick's got herpes. She got herpes?
No, my foot's stuck.
Your what's stuck?
My foot was stuck in the chair. No, she doesn't.
Good, I hope you die there.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Dan. I'm trying
really
hard.
I had to chew my ankle off to get loose from the chair.
you realize you could have just asked for help. Well, she's independent.
If I take this chick out and she gives me something, I'm suing you.
Okay. Deal.
I'm Jim Adler. Did you get herpes from a chick dancing at the Fart Box Cabaret?
I would love to see what he's standing on in that commercial.
I'm done.
For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for the
I don't even want to see their gift shop.
Russ Martin Show audio archives. Go to russmartin.fm. Other show websites, djclo.net, danomalley.com, and alfiecoy.com. You can also find and follow all of us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. To get more information on the dog that came up to see us today, Raven, go to pawsinthecity.org. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is up next.
All right, see you guys Monday. Later.
The Metroplex.